You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You guys hate all my tattoos, don't you?
They're all stupid.
They're not. You guys are horrible.
I love your tattoos.
Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true. Who's right. Got a cock and tits.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no.
In New York. Isn't that the name of their airport?
What? You actually got me thinking now, next time I have sex, I gotta clutch my fucking chest and grab
a
fucking, oxygen mask and shit. I should just wear a sleep apnea mask when I'm fucking.
You have my permission to come? I was wondering why I would be first. Your tits on your face. Let the sex begin.
Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco's new character.
Creepy
Let me
Clinton.
See them titties.
Oh my God!
Yes, Marco, yes! Yeah. Yeah. Yes! Yes!
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I would love the Jersey Jerks.
So prepare to have your brains ripped.
She has me like a Pisces well.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Riotcock.
If you want to join in on the conversation, Skype in. Skype name is Jersey Jerks. Make sure you can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go to iTunes. Subscribe to us. Love us. Leave us a review because we're sweet and special.
Because
you love us. And don't forget to go on the website and donate some funds.
Because
we need some money.
Some moolah.
And don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. It's a sad day.
These words are hard as shit.
Is that me? Like, slow down?
Yeah, that is
horrible. Like my sneeze that sounds like a robot.
Wouldn't that suck if it wasn't slowed down?
That would be horrible. I would, hard as shit. I would just not talk. I would learn sign language.
Wait. Cut one out.
I like that sneeze. That makes me sound like Godzilla.
That was a long one.
Yeah.
It's Godzilla!
It's like insane. I can't believe that. Even though it has slowed down, but whatever.
Well, I mean, you know, I can't. What do you want me to do?
Whatever.
Listen, regular speed, it wasn't much better.
That's not true. It was just loud. It was loud and fast, though.
It was loud as shit.
I sneeze loud. I can't help it. I'm a loud person in general.
No. Stop.
Yeah, I just can't. I try and take it down a notch. It's like impossible.
That's all right.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Word.
And I'm going to do nothing, too, because I can't even. I think I got rid of it.
What? Blasphemy.
I know.
No way.
Send it to me. I'll make it my ringtone.
I got other shit, but not that. I don't know what the fuck happened to it.
Every day, but every week before the show, Fabio tells me something that I'm doing wrong.
I feel like,
yeah.
Like what?
Like today, I'm so annoying.
No.
Like a
gnat. No. say,
if
it was my ringtone.
Right, but I thought you made it sound like I'm saying you're doing something wrong, like with the show, the way came across.
No, not in real life.
No, yeah, just
before
life.
Before the show.
Life itself.
Which is weird, because normally when we're not on the show, you're fine.
We get along rather well.
Once the mics turn on,
you
we hate each other's
me.
Guts.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but you're fucking...
Lately, you've been annoyed by me all the time, I feel.
I don't know what it is. I think it's because I'm old. You know?
You were old before, though.
I know, but like, now it's like official, and it just... I'm like one of them old...
So your tolerance is zero.
Yeah, like you know how the old people like yell at people for walking on their lawn? That's how I feel right now.
Wow.
Because like we were saying, we were talking about the thing last week, and you said something, and... I just found it so asinine, and I was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, I lost my shit.
You did. Jeez. You turned red and everything.
I know. I got like a mini aneurysm
you
over
did.
Me.
I'm telling you, the camera should be on you, Fab, because...
Yeah, well, you know what? I think this show is single-handedly starting to give me facial tics.
I have a lip tic.
Chris has the same problem.
Wait, are we talking about limp dick?
Limp dick. A what?
I have a lip tick.
Somato
lip tick.
You have a lip tick?
Like lip tick.
It quivers.
Yeah. It contours or something. It like goes
turn,
in.
It goes Stallone on you?
I feel like I'm having a stroke and I can't move my lip.
Sometimes I feel the same thing, but for me it's like the eye and like the other cheek. It's just like, you start fucking losing it. Like,
so you have Tourette's? Good.
No. Like, it's just facial. There's no like...
It's the beginning of a stroke.
Marco's got the Tourette's.
Yeah, I got the Tourette's.
Marco, you do have the Tourette's.
I have like stroke. Stroke symptoms are happening.
So you're getting more curmudgeon-y in your old age.
Yes.
The time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My ringtone was literally annoying him. And
well,
it's
you
the
have the
Breaking Bad theme song.
Right.
Like,
which is fine if it goes off once or twice. But like, it was going off like every 5 seconds. And sometimes it was going off after you started replying. I guess it's a text message.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah, and you're in a text conversation with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it keeps happening and happening, it's like, what the fuck? Like, all right, we get it. You're
I know.
Popular.
But I finally changed the hurry up cupcake. I'm in the middle of something. That was my ringtone forever.
I know, but I've never been around you when you were having a text conversation while I was here. So I'm sitting there and I'm just like, and you're like 3 feet from me at this point. And I'm trying to talk to Chris about something. And all he goes, bow, bow, bow. And then it goes off and bow, bow, and I'm like, come on.
And you're like, turn the beep. That's so boring.
But every time you get a text, you're going to get this fucking music.
I like it.
Here's what's crazy. Maybe it's an iPhone thing, but like when I'm actually texting people back and forth, it doesn't do the text message tone. It does the whoop, thing.
Yep.
Oh. Like yours just constantly is doing the fucking tone. It's like, whoa.
I know.
You're supposed to do that when the phone's off. But when you're actually texting back and forth, that could be real fucking annoying, especially if like you're on a bus with somebody or something like that. Like,
well, I would turn
you'll get
it,
stabbed.
I would turn it down if I was in a public place.
Oh, so annoy us, but not everybody else.
I didn't think it would annoy you psychos. I really didn't think it would annoy you. I was like, la, 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 in texting land. And you're like, turn it the fuck off. And I was like, shit.
Oh, dude, I lost my shit outside.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And you're like, it's fucking annoying. You're annoying. You're like a gnat.
No. What happened was you had to take it to the grade school level. Because I was like, God, that's fucking annoying.
And I said, you're annoying.
Yeah, exactly. You're annoying. And I'm like, no, you're annoying. You're like a fucking gnat at a barbecue. And
I
you're
did
like,
do that.
What the fuck? You turn that shit on me.
Yeah. Never a dull moment.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Well, this is just a start because you know she's going to make you flip your lid tonight.
I don't know. I think tonight it's not going to be so bad.
Tonight probably won't.
No.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't think we're going to talk about anything tonight.
That's going to make you mad.
No, nothing that we talk about makes me mad. It's nothing. my point is what we're probably going to talk about tonight. I can't imagine anything more stupid's going to come out of her mouth over it.
Okay, I got you.
Chris immediately was like,
Chris is stroking out. He's like,
yeah, Missy's not going to say something stupid tonight.
No, more stupid. Like the thing she said last week about her high school being like the best school.
It could be.
No,
she's just a
fucking
idiot.
Trust me, it isn't. I actually know people that have gone there. And I haven't met one person who's actually bright from there. So, you know, I know that that's not the school that's, like, up on the list.
Well, listen, nobody from that school is getting into Princeton. But it might not be well, terrible.
But think about it. If New Jersey is the number one state of the school systems in the country, then New Jersey should have, I guess, according to that stat, the best option of getting into Princeton, like Princeton. Out of
And they probably do, but just out of not Jersey, from her school.
Right. Because in Princeton, they don't have technology class.
Whatever. That was so fucking long engineering. Ago. That was a long time ago.
Physics. Yeah.
Listen, I'm old too. It was a long time ago.
I'm just saying. I don't think what we're
when
gonna talk
I
about
went to that school. It wasn't the number one school, but
well,
it
definitely
has been.
Not.
Now, see, that's not stupid what you said. That's funny.
Right, because she single-handedly brought down the grades.
They still haven't recovered from that.
Your 4 years of high school.
Four.
Well, I don't know, but I'm not going to.
You four and a half.
All right, 4.5 years of high school.
I had no idea. It was just, I knew.
Single-handedly set back that school 35 fucking years.
They expelled me. I got expelled. I did my half year to graduate in Gloucester City.
Oh, even more prestigious than Triton. For people that don't know, Gloucester City is just
it's
a Camden. Beautiful.
It's white Camden. Yeah.
It's white Camden. Yeah.
Which really doesn't mean anything anymore.
That's a racist town, too.
They're very racist, actually.
They're racist, but they're also wannabes, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well,
isn't that weird?
It's
weird.
No, it depends on what side of the tracks you're from.
If you're on this side of 8 Mile.
Right. It's unbelievable.
But,
it's
like, no, when I was younger, that's what it was. Anybody who lived, like, left of the tracks were, like, the like, wannabes and shit. And anybody right of the tracks were, like, you know, Aryan Nation rolls and all that other crap.
Fuck you, you black motherfucker!
Which side of tracks were you from?
I wasn't from Gloucester. I dated boys from both sides of the tracks.
Shocker.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I did.
Are they both dead?
No, they're alive.
This motherfucker's dead!
They were when I was young. Like, I would just kiss them and stuff, and then that was it.
Are they in jail?
The one was.
One of them?
One of them was, but he's not anymore. The other one, I think, was, like, really upstanding. Like, he went to college, and he has kids.
He's the only person from Gloucester to go to college.
Yeah, right? He probably wasn't really from there. He probably just lied.
I went to his house all the time. I went swimming in his pool.
It's probably like his cousin's house. And then when he went home, he went back to like Voorhees or something like that.
Totally out of your league, right?
Nobody's out of my league.
That's right.
Bobby rolls his eyes.
No, I didn't roll my eyes. I just nodded my head yes.
What?
I rolled my eyes.
It's good for me to have high self-esteem.
I didn't think you shouldn't.
Okay.
I think you should have.
You have to.
You have to, because if not, I would have killed myself long ago. Especially if I was you.
Beautiful. Thanks for that.
I'm 35 years old and I still follow Kings of Leon all over the country.
Fuck you! Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, I didn't realize this was that long. It's like the extended version. Ladies and gentlemen, Missy's not going to be here the next 3 weeks because two of those weeks she has to go see Kings of Leon.
Shut up!
Fucking loser.
Who's grown up?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I have a hobby.
Fucking cunt.
Chris, was that you, you jerk?
Why's it got to be me?
I feel like it was you.
Don't.
God damn.
Going to concerts is a hobby?
I mean.
That's an expensive fucking hobby, too. Even though I know you get breaks on shit. Mm-hmm. But even if I did get breaks on shit, like, I wouldn't go to every goddamn concert.
I'm not following Kings of Leon around the country,
though. I don't believe you. You're following them for two of the 3 weeks you're not going to be here. That is kind of crazy.
Listen.
They're not that good.
They're horrible.
They're my favorite.
You know
band.
What? It doesn't matter. If she could say that she's going to Foo Fighters, and I'd still be like, why twice? Like, I know I'm a bigger Foo Fighters fan than you. Like, how you feel about Kings of Leon is probably how I feel about Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Okay.
They could resurrect Kurt Cobain, and I'm not seeing Nirvana twice in 3 weeks.
Oh, exactly. You're out of your goddamn mind.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would.
I'd see them.
Right.
I would.
Once is enough.
Yeah.
I don't understand the point of going.
Hey, how was the second show? Exactly like
now,
the first
now,
one.
Now, if it's like a year apart, it's a different story. Sure. I'll go again. You know?
But they're weeks apart.
Yeah, three weeks. It's like one, then you got to work, and then you got to.
Are you going to wear your white trash Kings of Leon shirt to both shows?
No, she's not going to do that.
I already did it once. I don't have to do it again.
Make a new one.
No.
Wear your $2 hot dog shirt.
Yes.
I don't even know where that is.
It's kind of not hard to find.
Oh,
being
that's true.
Bright fucking orange.
Yeah. I've been packing, so I don't know where my shit is.
She probably uses it for like when her car breaks down. She puts it in the window so everybody sees. You know,
oh my
talking
God,
about.
Yes.
I've been wearing the shit out of mine.
Really?
Oh yeah, I wear it.
Do
like
you get compliments?
Well, no, I don't wear it out. I wear it to bed.
Wear it to bed.
Wow. Yeah, it's fucking comfortable.
What size? 5XXL.
And I wish, because the fucking thing shrinks like a motherfucker. I mean, granted, I'm sure it's a little bit my fault too.
Right, I'm sure the shirt shrunk,
but come
multiple
on
times.
But come on now, last week, I fucking lost 3 pounds since last week. And last week, I was wearing it was okay. And then yesterday I put on it was a belly shirt, and I'm like, what the fuck happened?
You lost 3 pounds. Would you skip lunch one day?
No breakfast. No, no.
Took a 3 pound shit.
It's every day. Ugh. It's like multiple times a day now.
I'm 2 pounds to my weight goal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I went to the doctor's on Monday.
I didn't realize you had a weight goal.
Yeah, my weight goal. I want to lose weight.
I didn't know that. You never said anything. Nothing.
I know,
because
I feel bad.
Why?
Because you guys say that I hate fat people, so I.
Well, you obviously hate fat people.
Well, that's you don't. But you having a weight goal is not what shows us you hate fat. You making fun of me behind my back shows.
Oh my God.
That you hate fat people.
Well, look at it this way,
and then breaking them down, like segregating them to super fat, fat, not just lumping them all in together. You just like
there is super
really,
fat.
Really fat, super fat, fat.
With the exception of her, since she's been on the show, who's weighed the least out of the three of us?
You.
Okay, who's her soulmate?
You.
Exactly.
Well, fuck you.
Well, yeah, Chris.
She hates fat people.
Yeah, Chris, next to us, you're like fucking Clooney.
No.
No, let's be honest here. We're not splitting atoms. You put in a... I mean, Marco's not even really fat. He's tall as shit. He's just, you know, he's got a big fucking head. But at the same time, he's not really like, you know, I'm the one that's actually probably taller laying down than I am like standing up.
Oh my God.
But like you put us in a room, like I'm here, he's there, next to us, being that I'm casting shadow over him anyway. I mean, you do kind of come off really fucking thin. Actually, you look malnourished.
You do look thin.
Yeah.
I'm not thin.
And you're the soulmate no matter what happens.
Well, it's because I weigh the least.
I mean,
I put on 100 pounds, Marco would be the soulmate.
You got a fucking raspberry on the bridge of your nose from that, you know, from the accident the other day. And, you know, you've had issues with, you know, the thing. Dude, you could be a leper right now and you'd still be her soulmate.
You sure
that's how
AIDS?
Disgusted she is with obesity.
Oh, she hates God. Fat people.
I don't hate
fat. And technically, obesity is 30 pounds or more overweight. Which three times over for me, but like, yeah, it's just, it really is like, I'm like three times obese. Like, you know, it's amazing how, you know, she has like tunnel vision because she sees you. And if she kind of, you know, looks at
that is so not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Imagine
just
being,
admit it.
Imagine
no,
hate
that's
fat
not
people.
True.
Imagine, you are prejudiced
no.
against fat people.
Imagine being
no.
at the zoo, right?
Oh my God.
And you're staring at the monkey cage and okay. you're like, wow, they're jumping around like crazy. And then you kind of like wall eye to the side and then there's the elephant fucking guard and you're like, what the fuck? That's basically what's happening in here.
Oh my God. That's not true.
Yeah.
Ugh. Blasphemy.
If the Kings of Leon were fat, you would hate their music.
That is so not true.
Yeah. You know what? Chris. I agree.
I don't even know what they look like. I just know they're not fat.
If they were as big as like the Fat Boys were.
Yeah, she'd hate them.
Listen, we talked about Bubba Sparks and how I had a crush on him.
Okay. So one fat guy you had a crush on your whole life.
Yeah, but famous. He could still fucking jump around like he was nimble as shit anyway. He had to do something to take away from that awful music of his. He was jumping around in fucking overalls. What the fuck?
He was.
Fucking weirdo.
I don't even remember this. Oh,
I've been hustling for some time. And something bottle of shine.
Something fat.
Didn't
booty.
He have like a fast song?
Something fat booty.
Yeah,
right?
The,
like a really, really fast
Miss
song.
Miss New Booty.
No. Something really fast.
That's that. It's a Miss New Booty. I don't know the words. Like some song coming back to me.
Maybe that was it then.
Ah, Miss New Booty.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that. I just heard.
I think this was his song.
Oh, man.
That's a fucking Grammy winner right there compared to the music you listen to.
That is so not true.
That is very true.
Just because you don't like King's Land doesn't mean that.
It's not even a matter of not like. Like, I dread them, and I'll tell you why. Their music is shit awful. It is awful. It really is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'd rather get a colonoscopy from Edward Scissorhands.
A lot of people don't like them.
A lot of people do like them, too.
No, I know they have a following. I okay. do. But their music is fucking awful. And that just goes to show you how music sucks today compared to the way it used to be. I mean, let's face it. The 90s was the last good decade of music.
I mean, I agree with that.
Well, then
I do.
You can't say
I like new music still. I have a very broad spectrum of musical taste. So I like everything.
Now, if we could just reverse that with men.
I'm hey, that's what I'm doing now. That's what I'm doing.
Are you?
Yes. If anybody knows anybody that would want to go on a date with me, let me know. I'll go on a date with them.
Rob Sprance.
That's
Rob Sprance is a married man.
So what?
No married men.
Just give him the box.
No, I'm not just going to fuck everybody.
No, just
not Rob. Everybody, just Rob.
I'm not fucking
Rob. Marker means just send it to him. Yeah, just wrap it up, send it to him.
FedEx
yeah.
that
right,
shit.
Right.
Oh my God.
Maybe we'll move up to the top of the page if you...
Oh my
Actually, we'll
God.
Probably move to the bottom. The yeah. very, very bottom.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that.
Once he sees the penis. Up your
I'm surprised I still have good self-esteem after this. Seriously.
Why?
Because Chris is saying that we would be on the bottom of the page if he had sex with me.
But you hate fat people, so we're even.
But you can't say, you can't have that argument. You're not fat anymore.
I'm still fat.
No, you're not.
You're not fat.
No.
You can't talk about fat
right.
people anymore.
I still have titties.
I still okay. got to stare at you,
hide
fucking
well.
Again. And that, and I'm not. I don't have fat vision right now. I see what's really happening. Like I can see you three twig bitches in front of me right now.
I wish
twigs.
Well, Marco, judging by your ankles, I'm going to go with twigs. I mean, yeah. I just don't. I'm look at me. I'm big everywhere. My hands look like catcher's mitts now. I'm just fat everywhere.
You're like a tree.
I even have fat like boogies now. You know what I mean? Like everything's fat.
What?
Yeah, like everything's just fat. Fat eyeballs.
Oh my God.
Like everything's just fat. Can we? So now usually, hold on a second. Usually the fat tirade comes at the end of the show. Why are we doing it now?
I'm not sure how it got segued into this.
Did your hands get fatter? Have they always been fat?
They've always been like sausage finger, but they've gotten fatter.
So isn't that does from, your like, dick salt? Feel smaller when you jerk off?
My dick's gotten fatter.
Good for you.
Apparently, that eats too when I'm sleeping.
Oh, my God.
I find some way to get fucking food in me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's no good. It's no good.
I'm glad you're going to follow your dreams and go.
What's my dreams?
Tour the country with. Oh, those guys.
Maybe they'll fall in love with me, and then I'll be a queen of Leon.
Shut the fuck up.
Thanks, Chris. I didn't want to say it again.
Thanks, Chris.
Actually, that didn't bother
so
me.
So it begins.
That didn't bother me. That wasn't like a fact she was throwing out. That was just ridiculous. That was just her opinion, which is fine with me. You know, hey, everyone can dream.
There we go.
Queen of Leon. It's fine with me.
It works. I'm down.
They're terrible.
They are terrible. I'm actually mad they're still alive. Robin Williams isn't. And I'm not even that big of a fan of Robin Williams, but.
I am.
Now you are because he's dead.
No, I always love Robin Williams. That's the Smoochie is one of my favorite movies of
all
time.
Yeah, that was fucking great. That was great.
I walk into a restaurant, Frank. 10 guys would reach for my hat. I stand up to take a piss. They clear the restroom. You know why, Frank? I'm Rainbow fucking Randolph. That's why.
That really was a great fucking movie.
It was so great.
Yeah, it's it sucks, man. And to be honest with you, I really don't believe the death part of it. As far as like how he died, like did anybody watch the video of the cop saying what the preliminary? You know?
I didn't.
No. Well, he says he was found with the belt around his neck, and the other end of the belt was this is the part I can't picture, but it was wedged between the closet door and the bedroom door or the frame.
Stuck it, and I guess closed the door on it, but
yeah, it doesn't. So was he in a see? But that's the thing. I thought he'd be in a seated position. How the fuck?
They said he was half off the seat and half sitting down. I guess when he hung himself, maybe he couldn't get to.
But they had to add in that he was fully clothed.
Oh, so
yeah, it wasn't David Carradine,
right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Was it David or Keith?
David.
David.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I mean. It's everyone's so worried about how he died. Was he wildly jerking off? he just slipped and broke his own neck or something. You know what I mean?
No, he was fully clothed.
He was fully clothed. Yes. Yeah.
And then he had tried to slit his wrist as well, I heard.
They said they found small superficial cuts on his wrist, and nearby was a pocket knife, which I don't know if they mean a Swiss Army or a folding maybe. But that just doesn't – look, man, the guy had some serious demons.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what made his career, really. His drug abuse really got him on the map.
He's always talked about it openly. So
yeah, the guy was him, and honestly, I even think – Keith Richards is impressed with his cocaine habit. honestly, because he was a big cokehead.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Yeah,
fucking right. And I wouldn't be surprised if those motherfuckers didn't do it together either. Rick James and fucking Robin Williams.
Because they're saying that he actually was in the early stages of Parkinson. They just said it today.
Well, honestly, nobody would have ever fucking known. You ever see this guy move? He jumps
he's
around.
He's always
he's crazy. He's all over the place. I mean, he's constantly moving and he's always doing crazy. What?
His wife said it today that he's in the early stage of
Parkinson's. I wonder if it was an assisted just to ease his pain.
They were in the same house. I mean,
well,
he was locked in his room for 18-hour days with no light and just didn't want to get out of bed.
Fuck, man. How am I still alive? That sounds like my life.
Because no belt will hold you.
That's true, Chris.
No.
Go ahead.
What do you say to people who say that's a coward way to go? What's your opinion on that?
I think it's wrong simply for if you're alone in this world and there's no one in your life, literally nobody, so any orphans listening, don't take this the wrong way, but I don't know what to say about that, but I really feel sorry for the people you leave behind because they gotta live with that shit for the rest of it. I know someone who's in my family married whose father blew his brains out with a fucking shotgun.
True.
When he was a kid, and it's that's still bothering, and he's a late 50s now.
Right.
It still bothers him to this day, and how could it not?
Well, yeah.
What I'm saying?
Granted,
that's a more graphic way to go.
Absolutely. I wouldn't call somebody who committed suicide a coward, but at the same time, courage. It's kind of fucked up to leave, a wife and three kids behind.
Yeah.
What about the person that finds you?
That's my thing.
His assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what about the toll it takes on the person that finds you?
Well, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Why didn't he, listen, depression sucks, and I understand. So if you're going to kill yourself, wouldn't you want to not embed an image into someone's mind forever that you love? Do you know what I mean? His wife is always going to see that. See finding him like that,
I still think Tony Stewart ran him over. That's how he died.
He's driving through people's houses now.
He was dancing across the fucking track.
Stop.
Oh my god.
Fucking weirdo. Nanu. I was a fan of his stand up growing up. I actually the very first physical comedy album that I actually heard was Robin Williams Live at the Met. mm-hmm. which I think came out in 84, 86, something like that. One of those 2 years. And that was the first actual album I heard. It was over a friend's house whose dad had it. And I was blown away by it. Because, you know, that's at that time, that was like dirty. It is dirty.
Yep.
But mm-hmm. I mean, there was no real Dice then, just then. You know, there was
George Carlin,
there
right?
There was Carlin. I did hear Carlin. I loved Carlin. I like Carlin as a stand-up better than Robin Williams. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's like the best ever.
No.
But I did kind of like really like what he had to say. I mean, he was kind of funny at the time. If you listen to it now, it's very outdated. But I could still appreciate how I felt back then listening to it for the first time. I mean, I was, you know, 10, 12 years old, and I'm like, that blew my mind. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And he was talking about shit that I wasn't fucking around, like cocaine and, you know, whatever else. And it would just it kind of opened your eyes to shit. You know what I mean? Pop culture opening my eyes to stuff that I didn't know nothing about. I thought it was funny at the time. And he was pretty good at it, but it was all about, he improv'd everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had an act, but like none of his shows were the same. You know, he would like do, it's the same
So
joke.
Would you see him twice in 3 weeks since they were going to be different shows?
No. No, even if it meant that he wouldn't have killed himself. I'd be like, sorry, time to go.
Bye, nigga.
Orson's calling you, Mork. Time to go. But,
he brought that physical comedy too, that he's just a nut just jumping around and he was, you could tell he was on something a lot of the time.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, the guy was just constant. Like he was just like the Energizer Bunny, just kept going and going and didn't stop. I mean, the guy was, I don't think there was anybody that physical in comedy, like, or even like acting, whatever he was doing, that was that fucking erratic. Like he was nuts. He was just, you could tell he was coked out of his fucking mind.
Oh, I feel like Chris Farley was pretty nuts. And
Chris Farley is a very, that's like a really good example of what, like, I can see why people would say Chris Farley reminds me of Robin Williams back in the heyday, cause they moved around the same and they were just as fucking nuts.
And it was the cocaine.
Yeah. Well, you know, it obviously wasn't heroin, because it's not like Chris Farley would be like,
so anybody listening who wants to be a stand-up comedian, do cocaine.
Yeah.
There you go. Lessons from Chris.
Right. There you go. Yeah, just call Andrew Lisa. I'm just playing. I'm just going by some shit I heard. But.
He said it himself.
He did say it himself.
I know. I don't want him thinking I'm making fun of him. I'm not making fun of him. I just, when you said stand-up comedian and you said coke, I thought about her doing coke.
I mean, I when could you be guys a stand-up went to comedian.
Go say, yeah, listen, could. Andrew was doing coke long before he became a stand-up comedian. Yeah.
I'm sure. That's what the beard's for, to hide all the coke. Yeah, so anyway, he's dead.
That sucks. It sucks. It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
This hit a lot of people hard.
Like really
hard.
I'll be honest. I was a little more upset. I wasn't like upset. I was shocked that he was dead. And I'm thinking, wow, what happened to him? And then when I heard it was suicide, I was like, that was probably the most shocking thing. Like, why would you? I never would expect he would go that far.
Right.
You know, I don't know what he's like in real life. I didn't know he was fucking depressed like that. Mm-mm. You know,
I mean, he's talked about it pretty openly before, though.
Yeah, but he's always, every time he's in front of a camera, he's like, light switch is on. And then I've heard so many comedians talk about him this past week.
Yeah, did you hear what Norm MacDonald said?
How he's so gentle and quiet when you're off camera and shit. Like, he's just, you know, very soft spoken. Like, shit like that. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing how he really put on. He's probably just exhausted.
I mean, I would think so.
You know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
No, what did Norm MacDonald say? So he's dead, and
no, it was actually really moving. Like,
took a belt.
I mean, if I try and ad lib it, I'm gonna fuck it up. So if you
guys
want to look it up, you should look it up. But he tweeted like the story of when he first met him, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, you're not gonna elaborate on it?
I think he followed him. He followed him on like Johnny Carson or something. He was an act after him.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck, I got to follow Robin Williams.
Nah, it sucks. I got to follow
Robin Williams.
Mark from Mark and Mindy. Yeah.
I was watching the first time that he was on the Tonight Show, I guess.
Yeah, he got up and took the mic.
And he got up and he took the mic and he's like, I'm pissing the cameraman off right now. He's like, he's thinking, where's he going to go? And he's running around the fucking place. Yeah. It's hilarious. It was so funny. He started like calling
people out.
Yeah, he
was definitely original.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for sure. Really not. You can't say he's, you know, fraud in that sense. Like, he was original.
And he had, like, he could go from one extreme to the next, like Rainbow Randolph.
Well, and that's then, probably cake for him.
Oh, that was probably so
I mean,
so
if you
easy.
Watch his old stand-up, he was kind of like that, but happier version of him.
Yeah, because he's kind of, like, angry and bitter.
No, he's
in the movie.
Oh, yeah. He's a happier version of him in real life, in his early life doing stand-up because, you know, he fuck every three words and, you know, whatever. I mean, he didn't care. You know, he was being funny, and he was.
Hell yeah.
To a certain extent, he was being pretty fucking funny. I mean, I don't know. He said some shit that he talked about. Like, he was talking about, you know, cocaine and athletes. He was saying, like, you know, they got baseball players going in front of the grand jury. He's like, yeah, I did cocaine. Can you blame me? It's a slow goddamn game. Come on, Jack. Like, you know, he's like, not to mention there's a long white line going on. He's like, players sliding into home face first. You're out. Yeah, but I'm up now. Like that in the back in the day, that's funny. You know, shit's evolved since then. People are a little bit more, you know,
they want a bigger shock factor.
People are more relatable. I think comics today, for the most part, they talk to you kind of like the way we would talk to each other.
Right.
Whereas he was so animated, you know, like he was just an animated comic.
I guess there's no animated comics anymore.
I mean, Jim Carrey was an animated comic.
Yeah, but he's like not as much anymore.
Well,
right?
No, he's a fucking movie star.
Yeah. But Robin Williams became a movie star.
Yeah, absolutely.
He crossed over.
He still did. His last comic special, I think, was 2010. He did
one
on
really?
HBO. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
He still came out with one like every 5 to 10 years.
And Jim Carrey never did stand-up, did he? Did Jim Carrey ever?
That's how he started.
Is it? I've never seen any Jim Carrey stand-up.
Once he did in Living Color.
He did stand-up like 10 years before that.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jim Carrey was around a long time before he got famous.
He's Canadian.
I know.
Yeah, they're just weirdos to begin with.
Hey, I may be moving there. but yeah, I mean, he did, and he did like stand-up everywhere, and he actually was in the business with like Robin Williams and some of these comics that are big now that weren't back then. They were all on the same level, basically.
That's cool.
He just went a different direction sooner than, say, Robin Williams did. Actually, no, that's not true. Robin Williams
was famous.
Robin Williams was
Mork and Mindy in the 70s.
Well,
yeah.
Mork and Mindy was a spinoff from Happy Days.
Yep.
Happy Days had one episode where Mork shows up. That's when
and
I think.
Fondly.
Personally, jumped the shark. For me, that jumped the shark. Because,
an alien?
Yeah. I mean, everybody was like, you know, jump the shark actually comes, if anyone didn't know, that comes from the Happy Days episode where Fonzie jumps the shark. They say that was the moment that show went downhill. And I think it happened years earlier when Mork showed up as a fucking alien. You know, jumping a shark on skis is more realistic than a fucking alien in a red and silver costume showing up in your door talking like a fucking asshole on cocaine. Yeah. You know, like... So he started with that. Then he got the spinoff show. And I love that show. I grew up watching that show.
Yeah.
And it was Happy Days, Mork and Mindy, and Laverne and Shirley.
Yep.
There was like, they were the three shows.
I used to watch Bosom Buddies, too.
Oh, well, Bosom Buddies came way later, but that's a great show, too. Way.
Really?
That started like 1980, 81.
I think I used to watch them all.
Those other
like
shows started in the 70s. But, I mean, he started there, you know, and he just, I don't remember what his. I think his first biggest movie role was Good Morning Vietnam. That was his first breakout role.
Yeah.
Well, but
I
he
think
was
that was his first like real lead.
Well, no. Actually, I'm wrong. Moscow on the Hudson.
Yeah, you're right.
That was earlier than
that. That was a lot earlier than that, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was earlier than that. That was something else, too. I just don't think those movies did as well as Good Morning. That's the one that put him on the map. That really exploded.
Everybody knew him then, not just people.
Good Morning Vietnam! Goodbye. Good night, Robin Williams. Good night, Robin Williams. I mean, he's got a shit ton. I was looking through his movies and, you know, like Did you guys ever see Awakenings with Robert De Niro?
No.
Okay. It's Robert De Niro is
like in a coma or like a comatose or no, catatonic.
Catatonic, yeah. And he just, you know, he sits there and he's just like, you know, De Niro has like a horrible face, like he's all morphed and shit.
It's not the De Niro face?
No, it's like a retarded De Niro face. It's like yeah. But he's like a therapist or a doctor, and they have experimental drugs that they're trying, and it starts to work, and De Niro literally comes, you know, normal. But the problem is, after a while, your body comes immune to it, and you revert back, and no matter what you do after that, it's never going to, like, the drug won't work anymore. Mm-hmm. It has a shelf life. It's a sad fucking movie. It was a good movie. I mean, if you can sit through it, because it's a drama, it's mm-hmm. not really... I mean, there were funny parts, but, you know... I thought it was a great movie. That movie was fucked up. I mean, it was sad as shit. It was actually sad because Robert De Niro is that good of an actor that he actually convinced me that he was starting to become catatonic again. Mm. Like his actions, his body movements, he really did freak you out when you watched him.
I'm gonna check it out.
He just fucking completely, like, you know, whatever. But it was sad. And then, you know, Dead Poets Society.
That was great.
Mm-hmm. That was a great movie. I didn't realize that he did a couple movies that was suicide related.
Yeah.
That's pretty, the writing was on the wall.
To me, Good Will Hunting was by far.
Well,
the
yeah,
best
I'm
movie
trying to
he
think of
in.
What he did up until then, because that was the one he won an Oscar for.
Mm-hmm. That was, he played that part perfect.
Don't forget he's done Aladdin.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's another big thing
genie.
For him. He did Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He was Hulk. Peter Pan.
Yeah,
right?
He was Peter
okay,
Pan.
Yeah.
Who else would he be?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's perfect for that.
Tinkerbell.
I mean, he could be Tinkerbell.
Yeah, I mean, he did quite a bunch. He played...
Oh, Patch Adams is one.
Yeah, I hated that fucking
movie. That was that great.
I hate it. You know what was a better movie than that he was in? Jack, where he played the fucking kid.
Yeah
that
it
was
like
funny.
It was like Big, but it was reversed.
Oh, yeah. He was in like Night in the Museum and stuff, too.
Yeah, Jumanji.
Yeah
he's got
a ton of shit.
He's got a big fucking library of work. Birdcage.
That's so funny.
I think that's hysterical.
That's a great movie.
That is hysterical.
Yeah, that's a really good movie.
Very gay. Hysterical, though.
Super gay.
Yeah. Toys. I didn't like Toys.
I like Toys.
That was kind of... Yeah. World According to Garp was probably one of my favorite
things. I don't think I saw that one.
It's old. It's like 80s old. Actually, that might have even been before Moscow on the Hudson. Because that wasn't expected to be like a blockbuster hit. That's like a cult classic.
Well, if you want to know all the movies he was in, there's an episode of Family Guy where everybody Peter touches turns into Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. That's funny. But Good Will Hunting, man, that was...
To me, that was the best one.
That line that he fed him in the park.
Yeah.
Like the first meeting was cool because immediately Matt Damon fucking ripped his wife.
Yep.
And he mm-hmm. throated him right there. Like he just fucking snatched him up.
Chief.
Yeah, chief. Yeah. And then that next time where he was just basically, he just literally tore him apart. Like mm-hmm. you don't know what it's like mm-hmm. to lose anything and blah, 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 and whatever. He really shit on Matt Damon.
Find it hard to hide the fact that you're gay.
What? that was a really good. That was a really good fucking movie, man. That shit was fun. You know, it's funny. Out of all the fucking love interests that could have been for Matt Damon, they picked the actress with the biggest head I've ever seen.
Oh, and
ironically, her name's Minnie.
Yeah,
that's what's crazy, Minnie Driver. That, again, we can reference a Family Guy episode.
Yep.
Minnie, could you please get in the shot or get out of the shot? And you see this big fucking head and his little body like walking it. Her head is enormous. Like it's like a boulder in every shot she's in. You almost think he's on the set of Indiana Jones. Like that boulder's everywhere.
If she was blowing you look down at her, it looked like Mickey Mouse was blowing your head so big.
Oh my God.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a great movie. Death to Smoochie.
Death to Smoochie. That hands was, down. My
that,
favorite.
That was, to me, that was the funniest, for me, was his funniest movie.
I fucking loved it.
Just because of, the whole cast was great.
They were amazing.
You had, you know.
Edward Norton.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying with him, there was John Stewart was awesome as his agent.
He was evil.
Well, yeah, yes and no. In the beginning, he wasn't. And then, you know, he turned on him, whatever. Danny DeVito. Wasn't he in
evil.
That?
Yep.
Yeah, he was evil. I mean, it was really good. That fucking scene when Robin Williams, when Rainbow Randolph fucking put the cock cookies in the bag for the kids to take out on TV. And they're like, you know, and Edward Norton is so, he's such a simpleton in this movie. Mm-hmm. Like, he's so, like, I don't know, nice. Like,
super
too nice. Yeah. He's sitting there in that faggoty costume and he's watching the kid pull it out and he pulls out this dick and balls cookie and he's like,
it's a rocket.
It's a rocket. And he just starts flying the cookie. I'm like fucking dying. I was like, oh.
Randall flips out and he's
like, you motherfucker. It's a fucking cock.
It's a cock. You can't
balls.
See it. It's a cock.
Can't you
balls.
See it's a dick and balls? Robin Williams had a great quote. Years ago, he said, when in doubt, tell a dick joke. That's a pretty good quote. I mean, because it's true. I mean, if it's really a bad room, tell a dick joke. Everyone's going to laugh. Yeah, so I actually want to play this because this I feel is very dark in a sense. This is a movie he did called World's Greatest Dad, where the premise of the movie was his son kills himself. And he's a teacher at his high school. So anyway, he goes on TV. I guess it's the local news in the movie. And he does this little PSA.
If you're that depressed, reach out to someone. And remember, suicide is a permanent solution to temporary problems.
I would think he would have made that his ringtone when he started being depressed. Like,
yeah, like
that is something.
Yeah, that's something. All right. He's a fucking liar.
He's going off a script at that point.
Whatever.
I mean,
I'm really pissed that he did that because he had no reason to, really.
Hey, how do you know?
It's a disease. I mean, depression or whatever he's going through is a disease.
I hear you. At the same time, if somebody like one of us has that disease, compared to somebody like him, he has the means to
overcome.
Not even overcome, but to deal with it. He's got the money where he can see the best psychiatrists in the world and have people. Where us is just kind of like, fuck.
But like, couldn't he have looked in the mirror and turned into fucking Sean McGuire from Good Will Hunting and did his own therapy? He was so good with fucking Will.
Yeah.
Will was such an asshole.
No shit.
And if you could break through him, you could pretty much break through anybody. And I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
He probably watched Insomnia and that was his last.
Dude, when you sent me that text message, I fucking lost it. The thing, the way I look at it is this. I feel bad for every comic that's been working a long time and hasn't made it, like Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so let me just say this out the bat now. Bobby Kelly, Jim Florentine, Nick DiPaolo, everybody that's on our network, Rich Voss even, you know, he stinks. But don't kill yourself.
Yeah, please don't kill yourself.
Because, like, if Robin Williams kills himself, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a bad fucking, you know. I don't know. I just,
these comics all have a similar.
Like, I mean, let's be honest. Robert Kelly's, I think he's hysterical. I love his stand up. But let's face it, you know, when it comes to TV and movies, everything he touches just turns to shit.
Yeah.
He really does have the brown touch. Like, you know, and I don't know why he's surrounded. I mean, he had Dennis Leary help him out.
This new one, he's with Dennis Leary. So
you know what? Honestly, they could put Robin Williams' dead body in the show, and no one's going to watch it.
Oh my god, Bob!
I'd watch it.
Jesus,
stop!
Christ.
We have one DVR.
Oh man!
You know, like they could like leave him in the room with every scene.
Bobby Kelly's got that.
What's that stupid thing you brought in? That little troll doll that you take everywhere and take a picture of or something?
Ah, the Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah, the Williams on the Shelf.
Oh man!
There's a new toy.
Oh Jesus Christ! Straight to hell.
I'm just saying, I still don't think anyone's going to watch this show. But
well, yeah, and it sucks because, I mean, Bobby's a really nice fucking guy.
No, he
I mean,
is. I've only met him a handful of times. I love the guy. But. I love that. And I'm just, this is my way of being funny. Just, you know, shitting on other people.
Well, you're, I mean, the only reason why I continued to watch Louie is hoping Bobby would be on again.
Yeah. Well, see, I was fortunate. I didn't have to watch Louie to see Bobby because every time Bobby was on, he'd be on the commercial and that would be his only scene.
Yeah.
So I got to see Bobby and I was happy, you know? It just, all I have to do is go on YouTube and look at Louis C.K. commercials and all of Bobby Kelly's scenes are there. Yeah. I don't actually have to sit through that piece of shit show.
It's amazing how a comic that great could have a show that bad.
I know, which is ironic considering the show he had on HBO was phenomenal.
Oh, it was great. That I think it was only one season. I love that show.
I think it was only one. Yeah.
But, I mean, there was a time where Louis was really funny. The show. The first season or two was good. And then it's just
the second one started to drop. It's just like It's Always Sunny. I thought the first season was great. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but the moment Danny DeVito jumped on board, the show just shit the bed.
Yeah. Like, once in a while, you'll get one episode of Louie that's hysterical.
Right.
Or one part in an episode of Louie that's hysterical. And then the rest is just like, oh, why am I watching this? But like, I watch almost every episode of Louie just to see his minute of stand-up in the beginning because he's phenomenal. He's a great stand-up.
Right.
But that show's just a horrific
piece of shit. If I want to watch that, I'll just watch old reruns of Seinfeld since he did it first. That's okay, Louie. You're still funny.
I mean, Louis C.K. is the best stand-up around right now.
Well, most successful, yes. But I think, don't get me wrong, I think he's awesome. I love his stand-up. Like, if it's on HBO or whatever, I've already watched them all that he's had, and I think they're great. But there are certain comics that aren't as successful that I laughed harder at their stand-up comic, like Jim Norton.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's funnier. Personally, I like his stand-up better. Louis Black makes me
laugh. Louis Black's very funny.
Seriously, like every time he has a new stand-up, even if his old ones come back on, I watch them. And he's successful. He's up there, too. He's got to be in the top three stand-ups in the country. But
I'll tell you what, the funniest person I ever saw live, and I'm not trying to kiss anybody's ass, was Jim Florentine. I saw Florentine with Artie, and Florentine, like, my face hurt from laughing so hard.
Right.
He was by far the best stand-up I've seen live. Florentine I felt like I was going to vomit. I was laughing so hard.
Thanks, Chris. I was like, paying attention to Florentine.
What the fuck was that? Oh, my God. I think I just had a mini stroke.
That was
like a gay cartoon. Thanks,
Chris.
Hi, I'm Jim Florentine. And I sound nothing like
him. It sounds like Snagglepuss. Do you remember
Heavens to Megatroy. It's a stage left even. Thanks, Chris. Snaggle was done by Jim Ford.
I never did. I never tried a Jim Ford. Fail.
See, mirror first. That's what I say. That's my motto. Mirror first, then microphone. Mirror, then microphone. That's my motto. Mirror first, microphone second. And if it doesn't work in the mirror, it's not going to work on the mic.
Oh, it worked.
But then do
it. Do it every show. Yeah. It
and
worked.
Do it at this moment.
Thanks, Marco.
Thanks, Chris.
Missy, quick, do an impression of Robin Williams. Anything.
Nano.
Outstanding. Outstanding. That was the most unsure mork I've ever heard of.
Nano.
Sorry.
I don't even know how anyone can do. I don't think I've ever seen anyone do an impression. Oh, no. Frank Caliendo does a pretty good Robin Williams.
Does he?
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon did.
Does he?
Did the other day, and it was great.
He did it after he learned about his death?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good timing.
Yeah.
No, he did it as a... he did as like a tribute.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really good.
I'm going to tribute a great comic, a legendary comic, by doing an impression of him right after he's dead.
Because he does the Tonight Show. He was mimicking the first time he was on the Tonight Show.
Yeah, no, I get that. I just think the timing was a little off. It's a little soon. His body's still a little warm.
I know.
He you do that
cried,
later.
Though, so he did almost
well,
cry.
I remember when I think Jimmy Kimmel has the best stand-up or has the best talk show right now.
His show's the funniest.
It is, by far. And I think – I remember when John Ritter died. Basically, Jack Tripper from Three's Company.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah. When he died, he talked about him and he cried on the air. And I was like, wow, he must have been important to you. You know, like – I mean, yeah, he was awesome, and it was sad that he died. You know, whatever. It's sad when people like that you've watched when you were a kid
die.
Oh,
yeah.
But he was really emotional, and I felt bad for him. And yeah. I'm like, holy shit. So I think about that, and he really like paid a tribute to him. And even like just, what's his name, Conan. Yeah. Learned about it, and he talked about it while he had a guest on, which I thought was kind of rude. Yeah. But
no shit.
But he was like, you know, it was at the end of the show when they were signing off, and he was just saying calmly, you know, look, we're thinking about his family. It's a great loss and blah, blah, blah. And then you got Jimmy Fallon, who's not putting up the Tonight Show numbers, who's like, he's dead? Awesome. I'm doing a fucking impression of him tonight. Perfect. Talk about taking advantage of.
I don't think it was fucking like that.
No, it wasn't like that.
I'm sure in his mind.
He said, you know, Robin Williams, and he was getting choked up. He was legitimately like, his voice was quivering and everything.
Because he's never acted before.
Oh my God, Fabio. Everything is a goddamn conspiracy.
It's not a. Who said it? There's no conspiracy.
Have you seen him act? Trust me, I'm sure that was real.
What the hell
he's
is that?
He's terrible.
What the hell is that cab movie with Queen Latifah?
Oh, he's a terrible actor, Jimmy Fallon.
That was a bad,
he's
that
horrible.
Was a bad movie
with Queen Latifah.
It was one of the worst fucking movies
it was
in the
so
world.
Bad.
Oh,
I saw
it off,
I
like,
saw
a quarter of the way through. He's
I saw
terrible.
His Adam Sandler wannabe movie Fever Pitch.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was better than some of Adam Sandler's movies, to be honest with you. Cuz it was like watching an Adam Sandler movie without Adam Sandler. It was like
people,
a stand-in.
Yeah.
You know, it was like it had Drew Barrymore, which is an
the old go-to.
Right. The go-to whore in Hollywood, apparently. But, you know, it was goofy like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know. Tony Stewart's going to pay tribute to Ron Williams. He's going to run someone else over. Howard Stern should pay tribute and choke Robin Quivers.
Oh my God.
Shoot her through the glass with a 50 caliber bullet. Yeah, I don't I'll tell you what, I gotta know. I wish someone could let us know if anyone had him in a death pool. That's a good get.
That
how old was he?
63.
Yeah, I mean he's at that age.
Yeah. He's eligible.
Yeah.
But I mean that's a good cat right there.
Oh, like, absolutely.
I wonder what the prize was for that one.
What celebrity death bothered you guys the most? Like when you found out he died, you were like, or she died, you were like, oh my God.
I already know
first
mine.
Of all, it'll never be a she where I feel like that. I'll tell you right now. And that includes family. No, I'm just kidding.
I know mine.
What is it?
Kurt Cobain. It like
does that count?
It like deeply affected me when it happened. Like
see, I was thinking strictly actors.
All right, go actors.
Go actors.
Sure.
Or actresses.
I would say Chris Farley.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I was shocked.
I was kind of like him when it happened. Like I was. I drank a lot.
Life.
You know, so I don't know. It didn't really. I wasn't. Didn't waste a lot of time thinking about it.
Okay.
Mine's very similar to hers, and the fact that. Both of them, when I found out they died, I wasn't surprised at all.
Who?
But mine's James Gandolfini.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
But I wasn't shocked at all. I mean, the guy's in horrific shape. You know, it's just, he's in his 50s. He's
50.
He's 50.
Yeah,
okay.
He died.
I mean, he's in terrible shape. Like
he's
the last
not
couple
in terrible
seasons,
shape.
The last couple
I'm in
seasons.
I'm worse shape than he is. Fuck you, man.
Yeah. Listen,
God damn.
While your death would affect me, I wouldn't be surprised.
Jesus
well,
Christ,
you fucking
Chris.
Are you going to have a heart attack by the time you're 50?
But yeah, that's the
damn.
One that bothered me the most. Like, when I saw it, I was like, he must have had a heart attack.
Oh, instantly. That's what
give
I thought.
Give that fuck.
Yeah, I was bothered by that. I think I'm still a little angry towards The Sopranos. That's why it didn't hit me as hard, mm-hmm. you know? I can't really think of... I know Bernie Mac was fucked up for me.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, really?
That was a close one.
Yeah. Because he was really, like, in my opinion, I think he was one of the funniest stand-ups I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died, I think, while we were doing this podcast. Not literally while. I mean, we were still doing the podcast. Yeah. 2010 was when he died, or 11.
I thought it was longer.
I don't know.
I
think we did a show about Bernie Mac. I'm almost positive.
It had to be an early.
No.
I was here. I remember it.
You really?
Yeah.
Shit.
No, he didn't die early. He was in Transformers. I watched Transformers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, what the fuck was it?
Marco, do you have one?
The actor?
Yeah.
He died August 9th, 2008.
Oh, maybe we
should. Yeah, never mind.
I thought we did do a show about it. I guess not.
I don't know if I have an actor that. I mean, you know, like you know.
Oh, I got one.
Bunch of people that Gandolfini. Lofini, I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, that's, you got to be kidding me. Even somebody like Paul Walker, it's like so young.
There you go. Like, that bothered me.
It's like, holy that bothered. Shit.
That's a close second to Al Pacino.
Right.
You're talking his career?
Yeah. It still affects me to this day. No, Paul Walker really shocked the shit. And you know what? The way he died, fucking graphic.
Yeah.
I saw the video.
Yeah, you see it?
Did you see the asshole that pulled over and took a fucking camera phone? Yeah. You see like someone trying to get out of the top of the fucking Porsche while they were blazing on fire? It was like watching the Human Torch trying to get out of a car.
They're trying to say it wasn't a guy. They're trying to say it was just like
The flames. It looked like somebody
trying to get out.
No, the flames were there.
Oh, yeah.
To see a body engulfed in flames, it's very visible that it was a body trying to get out. You could see it was moving. It was like trying to, and then it just stopped.
And the motherfucker who recorded that on his camera phone, he should commit suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it. How can you see that and pull out your phone and not try to help somebody? Like, I can understand if you're not going to go near the car, but you're going to stand there and record it, you fucking prick.
You know why? It's dollar sign.
Fuck him.
Well, you know what? If he signed up for that new Facebook Messenger app, they'll find him. No, they will. They'll find him. Because I'm about this close to deleting Facebook for good because of that app. They're forcing me. Like, now I can't get that stupid chipmunk off my fucking messenger thing.
You have
thing.
To use it now.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Don't.
I'm not doing it. I refuse.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Did you see the terms?
Yeah, the terms. And I downloaded it, and I've been using it, and it sucks.
Oh, you're back on?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's horrible. I'm deleting the Messenger app.
I just don't like the whole, they're allowed to, you know, what is Facebook part of the FBI now?
Pretty much.
Did they just leave the eye out and just call FB? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand that. That bothers the shit out of me. They have a right to access your microphone and your camera.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know. Don't download the app.
I'm not going to.
That's what I say to people when they're like,
you know how many times I'm in the shitter when I'm on my phone? You think I want to fuck some asshole accessing the goddamn microphone or the camera and see this big fat slob on the shitter? Come on, man. That's ridiculous. That's private. That's the thing. That makes me feel scared of my phone. It's like,
you should be.
I should leave it in like a safe when I want to talk about something that I shouldn't talk about in public.
Probably.
You know, like abortion. Or a smishmortion. You know, or whatever. God damn, man. Fuck Facebook. Facebook killed Robin Williams.
His daughter had to delete her Twitter account and her Facebook.
I read about that, but I didn't continue reading. I was too lazy to go to the next
people
page.
People were sending her photos of her father photoshopped and stuff.
Like dead and shit?
Yeah, they were sending her pics that had people that hung themselves, and they were saying that was her dad.
First of all, Robin Williams isn't black. Why is it in the picture right there? Like, that's what I heard. I heard one of them was...
It was from a Mexican gore site or something like that.
Okay.
So...
Man. Why would people do
that? A swarthy Robin Williams.
People are mean.
People are fucking retarded.
And to his daughter, really? I mean, come
on. It's classless. It's it's insanely mean. Like, you have to be dead somewhere inside your soul to do something like that. It's absolutely horrible to do to a person.
Weirdo, man.
Yep. That's part of the reason why the internet sucks. You can do or say anything with no repercussions.
You know, I was reading a lot of the tweets from actors and actresses and other comedians about him. You know, because I'm curious to see what they say. Like, you know, I saw Steve Martin and, you know, Meryl Streep and shit like that. And I'm like, that's really nice. And his daughter, of all people, gets, like, fucking attacked, basically, on Twitter. Like, it just doesn't, I don't know.
It's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
The world is a fucked up place.
The internet allows you to do things to people that you don't have the balls to do to their face.
Yeah, so because you do it anonymously, pretty much.
Yeah, like, how is it these people don't get caught?
What are they going to do? Yeah, what's illegal about sending her a nasty picture, and, you know?
No, but I mean, like...
No, it's almost like you want to... Remember the Jay and Silent Bob movie when they at the end of the movie, they flew to everybody's house that was talking shit on them on the internet and beat the shit out of them? I kind of wish like that would happen in real life.
Yeah, yeah, me too. But see, that's my point. That's what I was saying about the whole Facebook Messenger thing. Like, my luck, I'll get in trouble because I want a bag of weed, right? But someone can send, like, you know, horrible pictures to someone who just lost their father, and I'm the bad guy. Meanwhile, really?
Priorities are all fucked up in this world.
Right. I mean, come on. You know, I'm just looking to get a fucking quick
I just want
to
get high.
That's it, you know? I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do what you do, sniff coke off toilet seats.
Hey, man, it's been a long time.
I know. I'm just saying. But the dude just fucking died. Like, even if you don't like the guy, you don't have to fucking attack his family about
it. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. You should see the things that people say. Like, do you ever pay attention to, like, do you ever watch things on YouTube and just, like, read through the comments section in YouTube? People are horrible.
Oh, well, they're like that and everything. Some of that shit, though, makes me laugh.
Some of it can be creative and funny and witty.
The other day, I typed something in Google. I was trying to find out how much a new starter was for a car.
Okay.
Just, you know, I'm just curious, would they run, you know? I don't know shit about cars. So, you know they have Yahoo Answers is always one of the
there's always a funny one on there.
I click on it, right? And you know, the first two are like they give you like a ballpark, like if it's a rebuilt, it's, you know, whatever, $100, something like $75 to $100. It's brand new, depending on the model car, can range anywhere from this to this. Okay. Next one is like, fuck you, you're a tool. I'm like, where does this belong in this conversation? Like, you know, and then you'll read, and then like the guy, he replied to the guy who gave the prices, right? And then the guy will give another answer, has nothing to do with that guy. He completely ignores him. And then the guy comes back and he's like, you know, you're a fag and you like to suck dick, you know, or whatever. Like, you know, you play with your kid's balls or some shit like that. And then finally the guy finally writes back and he's like, sir, this isn't the forum for that kind of language or talk. And the guy comes back. He's like, you're right. I'm sorry. Go fuck yourself. I'm sitting there like, what is wrong? Like, I completely did not even finish my research because I was sidetracked.
Yeah, you're like,
the internet gives me ADD.
It gives that a lot of people
ADD. Like, what did I come here for? Like, I completely forgot what I'm here for.
Like when you go to like,
I'm reading
the store
these
fucking
horrible
paper towels.
Right. Well, no. No one's writing shit on the wall at the store saying, fuck you, asshole, you know. That's like But like, yeah, I'm sitting there like, what the fuck happened? Like, that's like the funniest thing I've ever read.
You wonder where people find time to do bullshit like that though. I mean, it is funny,
like a
10-year-old
kid.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, why would a 10-year-old kid be looking at Yahoo Answers how much a starter costs?
I don't know. Maybe
right.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Friends.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just think it's fucking funny.
Like, I was reading an article about fantasy football. There's this dude who goes into these mock draft rooms and just fucks up the entire draft. Like, I'll draft a kicker in the first round.
Right.
And everybody gets all pissed off. And it's
he's the guy at the fucking blackjack table. That everybody hates.
Yes and no. He's doing it on purpose, though, just to fuck everybody else up.
Right.
And it's like, it's funny, and like people curse him out and shit, and I was reading it, and I'm laughing my ass off. But at the same time, like, where's this guy get the time to do all this shit?
Right.
Like, you know, because sometimes they're planned like hours in advance. So let's see, get up one day and like, I'm going to fuck up another draft today. There's one at 4 o'clock. Let me just wait around for that.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, it
he
is
took
funny.
Off from work for that.
It's funny, but at the same time, it's just like, where does he get the time to do that?
I don't even if you had the time, why would you? I think it's funnier to do it to people you know, like not in that sense, like something else. But like
for
I love
like that,
I love pranks.
It is fun, but like people, I guess people are real into these mock drafts, like to practice for their real draft, which I find weird to begin with. But whatever,
right?
So like they'll actually plan that out, set a time where they can go online and do it, and some jerk off just comes in and drafts like Alex Henry in the first round.
Right. $5.
And everybody.
I'm already getting in the fucking mood.
And everybody gets all pissed off, but it's so funny just to read how everybody curses him out.
Hilarious. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Love pranks. Love them. But sometimes they interfere with shit, you know? Have you ever, like, gone on YouTube looking for something specific, and then you catch one of the smaller videos on the side?
Oh, yeah.
You click on that, and then an hour later, you're, like, balls deep in something that you don't even
way off
wanted
track.
To.
All right. The time.
It happens all the time, you know? Like,
all the time.
If someone says, yo, you got to go see the video of Tony Stewart hitting that dude. So I went, and I saw it.
And it's like alligator eating man or something catches your eye.
Yeah.
Like,
man attacked by deer.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, click that. And the deer like stands up. He just goes Asian on the guy. And then I look again and it's like, cat rapes dog.
I always look at nice things. I never look at things like that.
No, it just, but it snowballs into other shit though. It's like. You know, next thing you know, I'm watching a cat in a shark costume on a fucking Roomba.
On a Roomba!
And it's just like...
And the other, and then the dogs are confused.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, I started off with vehicular manslaughter, and I ended up with a pet on a Roomba. Like, how did I get here?
In a shark costume.
That is literally the definition of being blackout drunk and waking up. You started off somewhere. You started drinking. You wake up, and you're like, where am I? What did I do? It's the same thing. It's like without the alcohol and the headache. It's like, wait, how did I get here? One time, I'm not even bullshitting. One time, I don't remember what initially I was looking for. I ended up watching, you know how YouTube now you can watch 8-hour videos?
Yeah.
Someone actually managed to put up videos that are like 5 to 10 hours and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I watched this fucking... like 23-part miniseries on like history stuff. I started off looking for something stupid and I end up watching like all historical shit, like everything, you know, like from Lincoln to fucking Pearl Harbor to Hitler to Kennedy, everything. And I just sat there and then I got to the point where I laid in bed, put the laptop on my chest and watched it. And I'm like, I literally started at daylight and it was nighttime when it was over. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Yeah. I lost the whole day.
I'm a YouTuber. I do it all the time.
YouTube's the best.
It's so amazing.
It gets me all the time.
Always.
All the time.
I was fucking... I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yep. Gets me all the time.
It gets me.
Want to take a quick break?
I don't know about quick, but we're definitely going to take a break.
Take a break.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Hold on, motherfuckers. What the
I was going to do a little spiel.
Nobody is ever on the same page with this. And I'll let you know. I'll let you know when we come back. I'll point to you. Okay. And then you, instead of, we're back. Like, let me shut the fucking music off first.
You got to talk over the music.
Yeah.
No. Because when I do
he cuts the music
out. Yes, because I put our commercial in. Right. It sounds stupid to go from a commercial to a part of a song that you don't hear in the replay.
And we're going to break.
God damn, man. The fuck?
I thought you were going to say, and I'll let you know when we're going to break.
That's what I thought you were going to say, too.
Well, no. I mean, I don't care if you say, hey, you want to take a quick break? But you got to give me at least 30 seconds to get the fucking thing set up.
She went into it.
I was going to say
I know, but
spiel.
I know, but
that was going to take a while.
I know, but it ignited. Okay. And then it went to the explosion too soon. The grenade went off way too soon.
Well, if you ever need some music, just let me know.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? We'll talk about their great deal.
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
unmiked. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
All right, everybody, we're back. Oh, man.
Ugly.
There's a huge moth flying in this room when we walked in.
Really?
Yeah, it landed like on my headphones.
I didn't see it.
I'm thinking it's like in my ear.
Great.
Now, could you imagine taking your headphones off and seeing something there? I'd freak the fuck out.
Yeah, let me check.
No.
Nah, man.
Good.
Yeah, moth free.
Yeah, moth free.
I don't know, dude. I'm skeeved out by moth.
Why?
Oh, because they got that furry body. You know what I mean? It's just they're just nasty.
Like a pussy willow?
What?
Like a tree?
Like a pussy willow. Like a pussy willows are fuzzy.
Is that a tree?
Yeah, but they have little buds.
Little what?
Buds.
Oh, these are bullets.
Buds. Buds.
I thought we were talking about missiles again. Aren't they like big bullets?
Hey, man, essentially, aren't they? Like, come on.
No.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Well,
speaking of pussy willows.
All right.
So Missy found this awesome story. This woman crashed her car while she was shaving her box.
Did you read the whole article, by the way?
No, but if you have it.
I did. I do have it, and I read the whole article, and it's so fucking funny. So this woman is meeting up with her boyfriend.
She is fugly, too.
She's not attractive.
Oh, my God.
No. She's not a good-looking woman at all.
Not at all.
She's, like, later, like, 39, but 37. Looks...
37.
37, but looks...
She ugly.
Much older.
U-G-L-Y.
Looks much older. So, like, a 37-year-old that looks really, like, 48 or something.
Right. Like you.
Shut up! I look young, douche.
Keep telling yourself that.
So, this 37-year-old woman, she was driving on a highway in Florida. And she was meeting up with her boyfriend, so she wanted to make sure she shaved her pussy beforehand. Her ex-husband was the one steering the wheel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so she could pay full attention to, shaving her area.
I don't understand why they just pull over.
Yeah, why didn't you pull over and she can got in the back seat or something.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it makes more sense that way.
Why is her ex-husband driving with her to her new boyfriend's house?
In their 1995 Thunderbird, by the way.
I love white trash.
Yeah, so they smashed the shit into an SUV because really? They were trying to turn.
Was it parked or was it?
No, they were turning a corner while what shaving. In the 1995 some Thunderbird. So yeah, apparently this is like the seventh time that she's gotten arrested for reckless driving. Yeah, so she fucking was shaving her punani while she was driving. Why wasn't her husband just driving? Or her ex-husband. You know, like, why didn't he just drive so she could shave? Like,
that's a good question.
First of all, I don't dry shave ever, so that's disgusting.
But she's going to have all kinds of fucking bumps
nicks,
and shit, right?
Like, nicks? Razor burn. There's going to be nicks on the lips.
Now, where did this happen? Runnymede?
It happened in Florida, douchebag. You douche. But yeah, so, ladies, don't shave and drive. Your vagina. Leave your vagina alone while you're driving. There's no need for it.
I don't normally shave and drive, but when I do, I have my ex
hold the wheel.
Jesus.
Yeah, she was kind of, she's not attractive.
I was white trash from the get.
Yeah, she has like blonde ass hair with like 2 inches of black roots on the top. You know, that classy look.
The white trash look.
Can only afford to go to the hairdresser once a year look.
Pretty much. Yeah, she looks bad. She looks very masculine. Like, she's got a very strong face.
Oh, we know a couple girls like that.
Strong face.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Ooh, she's gross.
Yeah, she doesn't look 37
almost
years old.
Almost looks like Mandy Stattmiller.
Oh, my God.
Nice. I like that. I fully condone that comment. No, she doesn't look like Mandy Stattmiller. Her teeth don't look like horse teeth. She doesn't have fucking Arsenio gums. You know, the girl that plays her on Newsroom, the actress that plays her, she's not really an attractive woman either. But next to Mandy Stattmiller, she's like fucking hot.
I think Mandy's hot.
You would.
Do you?
I do. I find her attractive.
I think she has her moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. When her face ain't in the picture.
When it's dark.
Oh, my God. You guys are evil.
She got her moments, but...
So, what's the weirdest thing that you guys have ever done while you were driving?
I almost crashed my car eating a hamburger. No shocker there.
Saved a hamburger.
The hamburger made it safely into my throat.
That's good.
Put it in the seatbelt. Just make sure.
I'm not even joking. I was eating a Wendy's burger while I was driving. It was pouring rain out. And did you ever like drive and like when you make a turn, the bag like falls to the side?
Yeah.
So I'm worried if fries are falling out because I'm fat and I don't want to lose a fry. I don't want to lose a fry. No fry like gets left behind.
I agree.
So I went to, like, you know, do the mom-child move and put my hand in front to stop it. And I kind of lost control of the wheel. And I didn't even notice I was coming to a light and it was red. So I hit the brakes and I, like, hydroplaned right through the red light. And I managed to hold the burger and the steering wheel at the same time. Like, my hand, the back of my hand was on the steering wheel, holding the bag with the other hand. Burger in the hand that's holding the steering wheel. And I actually managed to keep the car straight. But that's not the weirdest thing. I just thought it was funny. And
I have a question real quick about that.
Yeah.
Did you ever once think about dropping the hamburger to get better grip?
Never crossed my mind. Never crossed my mind.
Okay.
Never. And that's why she hates you.
I was two bites in. There was no way it was time to
what
release.
What kind of burger was it?
It was
a junior bacon cheeseburger?
Junior.
Who are you talking to?
Try a double.
Oh, I smell bacon.
The Baconator.
No, it was their double burger, whatever.
A Whopper?
No, it's Wendy's.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what they have.
If it was a Whopper, I wouldn't have ordered it to begin with. That's why I go to Wendy's.
What is the real weirdest thing?
I don't know. I got to think about it.
Anybody have anything off the top of their head? No shaving?
No.
Did you ever hold the wheel for a shaver?
No. Not a shaver. Not a shaver.
For what?
For a lipsticker.
Yeah, like doing makeup and shit.
Yeah, which is fucking retarded.
Yeah, that is stupid.
Really? You guys have done that?
Yeah. No, I haven't put it on myself. I'm
not trained. You've held the wheel. Yeah. You've held the steering wheel?
Yeah.
I would smack the shit out of the girl if she tried to do that.
That's
while
why
I was driving.
Still single.
I don't give a fuck.
You got to. You're the passenger. You wouldn't even crash.
Yeah, I was pulling up
no,
to a wedding.
No, that bitch is going
to
wait.
But that's my point.
But they start doing it anyway.
I said,
fuck?
I said, wait till we get to the parking lot. We're pulling up at a wedding reception. And, like, she had to do it right there and then. And I'm
fuck
like, I don't understand. Like, why? Why?
Pull the fuck over then.
Right.
Get out and I'll drive.
Right. I was even jerking the wheel a little bit, just trying to scare her. And, you know,
cast her lipstick.
Right, a little bit. Yeah. Just so she'd learn not to do
that'll
it.
That'll teach her.
Right. But no, I
yeah,
can't,
I've never done that.
I can't think of what the weirdest thing is. I don't know what you would consider weird. I mean, there's gross shit's happened to me. Bad stuff's happened to me. Weird? I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking weird because of the shaving incident.
Actually, there's one weird thing, but it didn't really happen to me as much as it did to the person in the past. We were leaving. I'm not saying who it was. We were leaving and had a little too much to drink. And she wanted to attempt Roadhead.
Okay.
And I was trying to focus because I knew that I shouldn't be driving.
Right.
And I lost focus for a second, and then I noticed it was time to stop. And when I did, she went flying into the fucking dash.
Oh, my God.
And fell to the floor. And it sounded like a body hit the floor. Like, it was just nuts.
Oh, that sucks.
And the worst part was, is for some reason, even though it was the, I was getting that Roadhead, she was the one disrobing, half disrobed, and it was like, so you see this disheveled person crawling back into the seat. This was like a rape victim.
How hard were you
leaving a fraternity? I actually did not laugh at that moment in time because I woke up like, you know, it snapped. Something snapped at me. Like, holy shit!
Yeah,
because
your adrenaline from stopping so quick, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like we almost fucking died. You know what I mean? Like, it was bad.
You didn't get scratched up, did you?
Huh?
You didn't get scratched up or
no? What? No. What happened? No. What happened was it was actually on the way down. You notice? Maybe it's just me, but you ever notice when a girl is about to give you head, you have to watch the head move down.
Of course,
it's like
that's
an aphrodisiac. Right,
the best.
Right. It's like a mini foreplay before the foreplay.
So let's be honest, you just stopped because you wanted to see her flying into the dashboard.
No. I really lost focus. I was watching the head go down with that look. I was like, yeah. Oh, man, that was so fucked up. So fucked up. That was, I wouldn't say it was weird, but it was definitely something.
That's definitely funny as shit.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, weird. I don't know what weird is.
Weird stuff.
What about you? What'd you say it was?
I've only had my license for like 10 years, so I feel like all my like crazy days were before that.
Oh, I'm doing retard. Fuzzy math. Really?
Yeah.
Why 10 years?
You're 48. So you got your license when you were 38?
She got out of prison when she was 37.
I just never wanted to get my license.
No.
I was irresponsible.
Was.
So I was like, if I get my license, I'm going to die.
Really? Is that what you thought?
Mm-hmm.
You were scared to drive?
I was scared I was going to drive when I wasn't supposed to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You didn't think you'd have self-control?
No, I didn't at all.
Now that, if we're talking about that, I've done that a million times. Drive when I'm not supposed to drive.
I did that once.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd it turn out?
It was pretty scary. Like, I mean, I kind of snapped out of it in the middle of it, but I was doing like 85 and a 25, like a residential area.
Really? Jesus. See, I'm the opposite, man. When I had too much to drink, not only do I go the speed limit, sometimes I'm under it, and it feels like I'm going 85, but I'm not. Mm. It's weird.
I always try to do like 5 miles an hour over the limit.
Yeah, I
usually. Because that seems to be like normal.
That's the same way I look at it, though.
It depends on what kind of a road you're on. Like, if I'm residential, I'm on the button or under. I'm never over. Never.
I was just 30.
Because they don't need you to speed to pull you over. They could pull you over whenever they want. And if there's cops out on a Saturday night on a road that leads home from a bar or a club or whatever, they can pull you over. They can pull you. They don't need an actual reason
they
to pull you.
Yeah, I saw you swerve.
Yep. Yeah,
it could be bullshit.
They could just say, "Look, it's a checkpoint. I'm just make sure your whatever your shit's not expired or whatever your whatever the fuck it's called. I can't remember.
Registration?
Yeah, whatever. Insurance.
They could do whatever the fuck right. they feel like.
Exactly. So it's like, I don't want to give them a reason, you know.
They don't need one.
Oh, it's, you know. Well, right. You don't need one, but be as safest as I could possibly be. Stop before the stop sign, before the red light, not on it or after it, no rolling past it. But when I'm sober, I break every fucking law known to man. It's weird. It's just I'm a safer driver in a sense. At least I follow the rules when I'm a little inebriated. But when I'm sober, forget about it.
You're
I'm
like
fucking
a psycho,
doing. Yeah, I'll drive on train tracks if I have to. I don't give a shit. I'm just like, whatever. I pass people on shoulders for miles. I remember one time it was like traffic was backed up for like 10 miles. I drove like 3 miles to the exit on the shoulder and fast, not slow.
That's crazy.
Well, the reason why I was going fast is because if it there was an accident. So you know it's only a matter of time before the cops and ambulance come running up the shoulder. So I didn't want them to catch up to me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it. They're going to be flying. I'm going to fly and maybe they won't catch up to me. I made it right to the exit. I'm not sitting in fucking traffic that long. There's just no way it's not happening. Even if I was driving, a tractor trailer, it would have been no different. I would have been half on the fucking lawn, half on the fucking shoulder.
Thank God you're not a truck driver.
Thank God. Although I'm thinking about it, I don't know. I can't deal with certain shit.
Traffic being one of them.
I got something weird for you. I just remembered. I had to take a piss in broad fucking daylight in my car. And I was in the middle lane stuck in traffic. And I put the car in park and I grabbed my Gatorade bottle. I had a 32-ounce Gatorade bottle and I poured it out the window. And I literally like hiked up on the seat on one knee and started peeing in the bottle in broad daylight. Like cars are literally right next to you.
You're like, sorry.
There's nothing. It's either that or I piss myself and that's not happening. Yeah. You know, it was just like, fuck it. I don't give a shit. Yeah, laugh, whatever. I was asking for people for direction. I can't see it. Can you tell me if I'm going in the right place? That was really weird for me because it was just like I'm not a big, you know, public peer or anything like that. No. Only when I'm drunk at night, but not in the daytime. You know, it's like
no, that would suck for a girl if I ever had to pee.
What kind of car were you in?
What was it? It was my Acura.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to picture you up on one knee on the seat in the car.
Yeah.
I don't see how you'd fit.
You put the seat all the way back. You slide back
a
little bit.
Figure that out.
You slide back a little bit on the seat, like you get your ass to where the bottom of the back of your seat would be. Mm-hmm. And then you just start to turn like this. I was turning towards the passenger side.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I put the one knee up on the thing. And then I just like lean into like my elbows into the back of the seat,
yeah.
And I'm like pissing like this. Like, it's horrible. Oh, and I'm up in the air, like I'm crouched like this because my head is. I'm an idiot. I should have just opened the sunroof. I could have popped my head out.
Hey, everybody, I'm peeing.
I didn't even think about it. I could have giraffed the fucking thing, and I didn't do it. So instead, I'm crunched like this, and I'm like. Argh.
Did traffic start moving while you were pissing?
Not a bit. As a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, it didn't move again for another 15 fucking minutes.
You felt
minutes.
Like $1 million once you got rid of
it. Oh, I didn't care at that point. Yeah. I didn't give it. It's funny. I'm the kind of person that lowers the radio down when I pull up at a stoplight because I don't want anyone hearing me sing. But I will piss in a fucking bottle if I have to. Look, man, the only two alternatives was to get out of the car and piss in broad daylight, which my luck, a cop would not be far behind or something and see me. Or it was to piss myself. Neither one of those was going to happen. So I did
the bottle.
Well, of course. I have a mini fridge in the car.
So. Cupcakes.
It's in my emergency kit next to the road flares.
A deep fryer. And
Oreos. Next to the. You never know, man. You get stuck somewhere. You need rations. It's amazing how me being extremely overweight just brings up so much comedy on this show.
Fat fuck.
It just always goes there.
It always goes there. Always goes there. And Chris is the first one, too. Chris is the guy that keeps his foot on the gas pedal. It doesn't matter if the red light's red. He's going.
Fat motherfucker!
I swear, Chris probably 3 days before the show, he's just... putting jokes in his head, like, all right, I got all these fat jokes. I can't wait to fucking bring them out. Get, like, ready to pop over there.
I don't plan that far in advance.
Who's pissing?
Missy.
Missy's making cocktails over there.
What are you doing?
I don't like drinking water unless it's through a straw.
You're a fucking weirdo.
I don't know why.
I know people are like that with soda.
I don't drink soda anymore.
I'm saying, I'm just throwing it out there, trying to stick up for you, but all right.
Oh, thank you. I thought you would be proud that I don't drink soda anymore.
I don't care if you do or you don't. I don't think it's a big deal if you drink soda.
I think it's a big deal that why? I don't drink soda. Because I love soda.
Then why don't you drink it?
Because it's bad for you.
Yeah, but I mean, in moderation, it's no big deal.
Mm-mm. No, all or nothing.
Look, man, the people that live the longest are the ones that keep their fucking immune systems tested by shitty things that they put in their body.
I know, but I have this friend.
I'm going to live forever.
I have this friend that knows somebody that works for the Pepsi company, and they said that the water that they use to make Pepsi is so dirty that you would never drink it.
No, well, that's why gives a shit. That's why Coke is brown. It's fucking sewage water.
That makes me sad.
Whatever.
Now I
feel all like the shit, all the preservatives they put in soda, it probably kills whatever is in there anyway. And you know what? Forget even that. Think of all the fucking the things that are allowed in the products. Like the FDA allows a certain amount of like bugs,
yeah,
and rodent hairs and shit like that. So
it's good for you.
I'll take dirty water over rat hair any day.
I'll take neither.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. Just build your immune system up. That's all.
I feel like my
people that eat like nothing, like they eat like just vegetation that's organic, and they're going to die way sooner because their bodies are not adjusting to all the whatever organisms out there that stick to food. And yeah. So, seriously, they're going to fucking die. I mean, you as a father, I have to assume you're going to push your kid to eat normal food.
His immune system's got to be strong, as sick as he's been.
But I'm saying, though, I'm sure you're going to push him to eat normal food. You're not going to just put them all on organic shit.
No.
You know what
he
I mean?
He hasn't had organic. Please. You kidding me?
Oh, I'm just saying. I'm just making a point.
Nah, he'll eat normal shit. Yeah, nothing organic. I mean, you know, here and there is fine, but it can't be like these freaks that it's all organic.
First of all, there's a huge misconception when it comes to certain things. Like, people think you do certain things, you know, you're healthier or whatever. And to some extent, you are. But once you turn 40 and you're over 40, there's three things that actually speed up your aging process that people would think wouldn't.
Kids,
one is
marriage.
Cardio. No, I didn't say put you in the ground. Speeds up. Cardio speeds the aging process. Meaning, if you do a lot of cardio, if you're 41, you know, you're actually closer to 42.
Why?
Thank God I'm not doing it.
Because your bones and your muscles aren't as, you know, like, they don't have the same elasticity as they did when you were younger.
Okay.
So, because your bones get weaker for everyone when they get older, you're just putting more pressure on it. Cardio is a lot of running. It's a lot of jumping on your feet and your knees or whatever. It's a lot of strain. It actually ages you internally. More, not on the outside. Doesn't mean okay. You get wrinkles, but it means that you're.
What do you do to exercise then? What's the alternative?
No, there's other shit you could do. You can walk. That won't
okay,
hurt
like
you.
That's
but
less
cardio
training.
Is, if done in moderation, it's okay. But if you do it like, you know, religiously,
you're talking like high intensity cardio.
No. Like if you do cardio like every day, it's not good.
Like
for
if you ran on a treadmill every day for a
your
half
body
hour.
Because your body's older, you actually need more.
Like
downtime.
Chain?
No, downtime. Meaning like they say it's better to curl small weights than it is to do cardio. You'll actually burn more fat that way than doing cardio.
Shit.
Because your metabolism changes completely when you're over 40. Like it slows down dramatically. And as you get older, it gets worse. But you also lose appetite. You notice thin people, they're not that many fat ones because they don't have an appetite like they used to. Plus everything they eat, it hurts them at this point. They got to shit the moment they smell a fucking cake, you know. So they have
Gary,
issues.
Been building up for a while.
The other thing is a low or no fat diet is actually reverses the aging process for people that are older because you need more fat in your diet when you're older because you're not getting as many nutrients. Your body uses up way more than if you were a younger person.
Okay.
And then the other one was. Oh, I got to remember now.
You're good to go so far.
No, I'm no fucking party,
yeah, if it was reversed,
right.
He would be like four.
Now yeah, I'm like a fat Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button.
I'm a fat Benjamin Button. Damn, what was the third one? I can't remember. I'll get back to you on that. I gotta look it up again. But I read it and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's scary.
That's crazy.
You know, because there's a lot of people out there that do a lot of that shit. And it's like, oh, you know, whatever. You know, they say fatty foods don't make you fat.
Certain kind of fatty foods are good for you.
No. They're not saying certain. They're saying they just don't eat a shit ton of it. Like I would.
Everything in moderation is okay.
You can have burgers, just not four at a time. No. You know?
Before I came here, I had french fries and a hamburger.
There you go.
Cheeseburger.
Not bad. You know, it's not like you had it for breakfast and lunch, too. Mm-hmm. Well, then you're not worried about
it. It was from McDonald's. It was like $2.
Oh, really? You're eating McDonald's after all that shit that came out about it?
That's what made me want to eat it. Is that fucked up?
Really?
I kept thinking about
it. The ammonia and the mealworms and all that other crap?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm
it
amazed.
Made me crave it. Nobody stopped that. Well.
I would rather do Coke off a toilet seat.
Me too.
Wow. Me too. This is just like, me too. That's
it was banging.
Nuts. Wow.
It was the noms.
All now, the every noms. Time I see the golden arches, I can only think of that article. I'm just like,
yeah. Disgusting.
Doesn't really bother me.
I know it wouldn't bother you.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Well, no. It was
no,
in sight.
It tastes good.
It was in sight. The golden arches. It's,
no, but
it's
I mean,
mind.
I don't see a goddamn mealworm chilling on it. Like, what's up? I'm infecting your food.
Look, I'm all for the whole if it tastes good, it's bad for you thing. Mm. But that's all. You know, that's for shit. That's okay. Like pizza tastes delicious, and it's not great for you. But
I love McDonald's cheeseburgers.
I'm not a big fan of their cheeseburgers.
I like them too.
Love them.
No, I used to like their Big Mac.
I love their Big Macs. I haven't had one in years.
Special sauce.
Thousand Island.
Yeah, I don't. No way. No, I'll just. Wendy's is right across the street. I'll just go there.
I haven't had Wendy's in a really long time.
Yeah, me neither. Wendy's is good as fuck.
Frosty.
Yeah.
Some nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The nuggets are banging.
The nuggets are banging. Their spicy nuggets are great.
The spicy nuggets are mad banging.
You don't even need sauce for them. Nope. That's how good it is. It's perfect.
I put honey on them anyway, though.
Why are we talking about food again?
I don't know.
It always I'm starving goes now.
We're
going to
change,
I know,
we're
gonna
change
again
the
too.
Title of this fucking show.
Marco, don't fart.
What?
Last time we were talking about food, he let it rip.
Yeah, see.
Whew, that was a bad one.
Yeah, I let that shit go.
And the thing is, man, I didn't shit to the next day, and I knew it was coming.
Was it broccoli-shaped?
No, it was like a little fucking golf ball.
And that's it?
Your prostate came out.
I pushed, I strained, and it was like a golf ball.
That's weird.
But it's like the high heaven.
You pushed and you strained, and that's all that came out.
I mean, it's been normal since.
Call me crazy, but I don't fucking ever strain.
No, me
ever.
Neither.
Me neither.
Like, when I have to go, I got to go. Yeah. Like, I'm not on the toilet for 45. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Growing up as a child, my dad would literally – I think he just went in there just to get away from my mom. Yeah. I don't think he was actually shitting for 45 minutes to an hour. Yeah. Cover to cover.
He just peace and quiet.
I think so. But how did you lock yourself in with that aroma for that long?
Do you have a spray?
You always like your own brand. You know I mean, like, you're
not
really.
No, he probably went in like a half hour before he had a shit. Went in,
I don't
sat
know.
On the toilet,
I just
read
don't
the
know
paper,
how you could sit
then
there.
Then he took a shit and came out.
I don't know how you could sit there and just, like, my knees would lock up. You know, I feel like I'd get a fucking.
You get hemorrhoids from sitting there that long.
But not just that. Like, I'd feel like I'm going to get a blood clot in my legs for sitting like that.
Feeling in your feet.
Seriously, like, yeah. I, you know, for me, it's literally few minutes tops. And that's including the cleanup process. When I have to go, I got to go. And most of it comes out.
This fucker
gots to go.
Yeah.
And I shoot out telephone poles. Curled like bananas. Just.
That's good. I think that's healthy.
No, they say the healthy ones are the real, real solid ones are the healthier ones. Mine's kind of like softer than a banana, like a wet banana.
I'm going to throw up.
Right, this is gross.
Yeah.
Hashtag wet banana.
I so just fucking like just picturing that.
Wet banana. Love it.
I'm going to vomit.
That is so gross.
After he eats corn, it's hashtag corn on the cob.
No. I'm allergic to corn now.
Oh, are you?
That just happened recently in the last few years. I eat corn. Forget it, dude. Ass is like a fucking spray fountain.
Yeah. Corn has that effect on me.
Does it?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you eat corn? And you actually chew it? And it comes out whole. Like, literally, you just created a whole new corn on the cob. How is that fucking possible?
I don't know. Does it break down?
It makes no fucking sense at all to me.
Corn.
In one of Robert Schimmel's stand-up, he's like, just eliminate the middleman. Throw the corn in the toilet.
Yeah, he's right. As another fucking guy.
Yeah.
Dead but not forgotten until now. Yeah, man. That's I don't know what the fuck happened with that. And I love fucking corn. Love it. Corn on a cob, barbecue, especially when it's on the grill. That's the best way to eat it, personally, instead of boiled.
Oh, yeah.
And forget, I even look at it, I start farting. Like, oh, like nervous bowels, man.
Fuck you! You ate all the food!
Yeah, does the same effect on me. For the next three shits, I've stopped corn in my fucking shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, for me, it's like 5 minutes after I bite it. I'm on the bowl, letting all of it go. It's actually kind of good, though. It's like a Roto-Rooter type of thing.
Cleans you out.
It really does. It's like, oh, shit, look, there's that fucking carrot from last week.
Bullshit, you don't eat carrots.
Fuck, I don't. It's in Chinese food. How do you not eat carrots?
That's why I drink coffee.
Coffee doesn't.
Makes you poop?
Mm-hmm.
The moment I wake up, I literally guzzle a bottle of water, and then just I have to go immediately.
That's pretty really cool.
Yeah, water makes you shit. Cigarette helps too, but sometimes I don't have one, and I just guzzle. I usually have a sports bottle of water when I go to bed, and like you know, by the time I wake up, there's still half left. I just chug the whole thing, and literally like minutes later, I gotta go.
Go time.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Interesting.
Went from food to shit.
Yep.
Foods that make you shit. Shitty foods. You want to talk about shitty foods? I don't know. What are we talking about now?
Shitty foods.
Everything eats shitty for the most part.
Nah. It just has a wonderful ring to it, doesn't it? Who doesn't like eggs and bacon?
I don't like bacon.
I don't need the juice, but the toast's got to be there.
I need eggs and toast together. I don't eat the middle of the egg, though.
The yolk?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
Why don't you just have an omelet? Why even bother with all that shit?
I like eggs that are over easy.
Omelets are the bomb.
I like over easy eggs.
They're good too, but
I like to put the egg on the bread and eat it like an open face sandwich, but without the yolk.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
That's right. My favorite.
So what do you do with the yolk? You just cut it out?
It sits on the plate.
Oh, okay. You don't dip the bread in the yolk?
No, I pop it so it breaks, and then I watch it leak out and make a river.
That's awesome sauce right there. Why wouldn't you eat that shit?
That's the best.
It tastes weird to me.
You dipped really?
When I eat hard-boiled eggs,
You've swallowed sperm. I have to imagine sperm tastes like dog shit.
No. Not usually.
Not usually? So it has tasted like dog shit?
Not really. If a guy has a shitty diet, it'll taste like disgusting.
Oh my god! I wonder what the
yours probably tastes like fried chicken.
My poor girl. I don't eat fried chicken. I hate fried chicken.
Really?
Hate it.
That's so good.
First of all, I only eat the breast unless it's chicken wings, and I'll have a wing every once in a while.
But wing.
I fucking hate fried chicken. Hate it. I prefer my breasts grilled. My breasts grilled. Yeah, I don't like fried chicken at all. When you squeeze it and all that fucking oil comes out, I want to throw up.
Yes. So delicious.
Oh, God, I want to throw up.
I ate all the skin off a humongous breast.
And
the
skin,
other day.
I hate skin on chicken, too. That's disgusting.
Lemon.
That's probably what that chick's pussy looked like after she shaved it while she
was pregnant.
Silence.
I'm not going to eat for a week after this.
But you were just hungry. I helped you out with your diet. You're welcome. It's not going to stop me any.
Unbelievable.
I think
we covered it all.
Fried chicken. Just the thought of it makes me
nervous. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of fried chicken.
I love fried chicken.
Like, I don't like Not a big fan of KFC. Ugh.
I don't like their chicken.
And I tried Popeyes once, and I nearly puked after two bites. I'm like, this is the worst fucking fried chicken.
I've never tried Popeyes.
And everyone says it's better than – I get the chicken strips. Everybody says it's better. It's too greasy. Literally, dude, if you take your fork and push down on the chicken
– all the grease and
Oh, my God. I didn't even think it held that much. I didn't think it held that much.
It's delicious.
That'll make you drop.
But yolk, I mean, fuck.
I know, I don't like you. I don't like the texture.
But you like semen?
See, you know what I don't like about the egg? That little snotty part looks like a man of war fish.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the part I really don't like.
That's gross, too.
Yeah. That's not a bit. But that's why I get omelets. I don't have to worry about that shit.
Yeah, I'll eat an omelet.
Fucking pork roll omelet.
That's the only way I can eat. That's the only, like, I'll eat bacon in an omelet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But no cheese. Sad. I don't like to mix meat and cheese together usually.
So you don't like cheeseburgers?
No.
Really? Mm-hmm. I thought you just said you had
Yeah.
I did. I love McDonald's ones. I don't know why.
But that's meat and cheese.
I know. But if I've tried
you
it.
You see where I'm getting at, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. I've tried it.
There's a disconnect.
I've tried it on other things. I can't do it. Like if you go to a barbecue and then somebody makes like a
burger.
Burgers, I'll never eat a burger. I'll always eat a hot dog. I'll never eat a burger. I only.
But what if there's no cheese on it?
I don't eat. I only eat McDonald's hamburgers.
You're out of your fucking.
See, I like McDonald's.
This isn't an anger.
But you're a fucking weirdo.
I've never.
This isn't an anger thing. I'm just saying that's insane because if you actually get fresh, like let's say you don't get the frozen burgers, like we don't use the frozen burgers.
You make your own patty.
Yes,
right.
Especially now that I got the stuffer. That's the bomb.
You talked about it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I definitely recommend it.
It sounds really good.
It's great. I mean, if you like to put... I mean,
I don't really like
it
red
saves,
meat.
See, but that's the thing, though, man. Like, fresh red meat, like, you know, a patty or whatever.
Do you know when you were talking about this last week, it made me think, what if you stuffed a fucking burger with a mozzarella ball, like a fresh one?
Why not?
That would be, like, amazing, right?
Right, but it's meat and cheese.
I know.
Where do you go with that?
I know, but I'm like, I feel like I should try that. I feel like that would be good.
I think you should.
Yeah. Like, I think about the meat and cheese
I'd do
mixing.
You one better. How about adding some roasted peppers in that?
That sounds awesome. I'm really hungry.
Have a Dago burger.
Yeah. It would probably be so nice.
I told you, man. I stuffed it with bacon. Like, I crumbled the bacon after I cooked it. And blue cheese and a little bit of fucking A1, just a little bit. And it worked like a charm. And I was worried that all this shit was going to bleed through, and it didn't. It didn't.
It
came out perfect. I'm like, fuck, this is it. This is it. This is how I'm going to die. Death by stuffed burgers.
I saw on the internet today, somebody made a gigantic meatball and stuffed the meatball with spaghetti.
What?
And it looked really good.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Reverse. But I was like, what the fuck? And the people were like, it's amazing.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah. It looked weird.
Well, I saw the commercial. What's the chain? Is it Carrabba's?
Probably.
No, it's Olive Garden, the most non-Italian fucking restaurant out there.
I don't like Olive Garden.
I love their salad. I'm not going to lie. They're fucking – no, just their salad. I've actually stopped and bought their takeout of the salad. Because their dressing is the bomb. But the salad itself is delicious.
You can buy their dressing in the store now.
Well, if you order the salad, they give it to you.
Oh, okay.
But, so they had a commercial where the guy has, like, one meatball on the dish, but the meatball's, like, stuffed with shit. Like, he has, like, a chicken parm meatball or something, or a lasagna meatball. Like, lasagna stuff is inside the meatball. I don't understand that at all. I don't get that. It doesn't make sense to me.
It's to be different.
I'm sure it tastes fine. I'm just saying, you know, why not just have the lasagna with the little meatballs in it?
Right.
I mean.
Or just cut up your meatball and fucking mix it in with the lasagna.
We might as well just throw everything in a fucking blender if you're going to do that. What the fuck's the point? Like, why all the – I would think it's just way too much work. But then I remember it's Olive Garden. It's probably all frozen food anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It's already pre-made and shit.
Yeah, and they're trying to redo their image and make themselves seem more fancier now. So
they are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read this whole article about it.
They stop letting in white trash?
No, one of the main things they're going to do is use like square plates instead of round ones.
Oh, that's everyone's doing that now. Everyone's trying to be, you know,
it's
whatever.
Weird, like to be more upscale-ish or something.
It's gay.
It doesn't
it's
make
stupid.
Any sense. It's weird.
I don't care what the fucking shape of the plate is.
No, I don't give a shit.
But they're making them smaller. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Spoken like a true fat man.
Exactly.
Like fatty.
I'm not going to fucking sit here and act like I'm not. Fuck. Really? Could you imagine? I don't know what you guys are talking about. When I look in the mirror, I look fantastic. I don't know what you're talking about. No, I don't have titties. What are you talking about? Those are pecs.
Yeah.
Fat pig.
That was on my voicemail. I would fucking die if I had a voicemail and that's all it said. You fat pig.
Fat pig.
Oh my God. How funny would it be if like you went to the bathroom, we changed your text message to that? So every time you got a text message, it was just
fat pig.
Oh, I would laugh my balls off, actually. I'm only making more people aware of that I'm fat around me. If they're not paying attention to me and then all of a sudden they hear fat pig, they're going to look around for the fat pig in the room. Believe me, women do not pay attention.
You're literally the elephant in the room.
Yes. Yes. That is literally true. I am literally the elephant in the room. Not the pink one either. I'm the babar in the room.
They're probably like, what the fuck is he doing with that hot chick?
Look, man, I get that look all the fucking time. They're like, first they'll be like, oh, maybe it's her father. Or maybe it's her brother. Maybe they're just friends. Maybe he's gay. He's just her gay friend. I don't know what they're thinking.
Gay,
but they definitely don't think him.
Do you ever walk by like another fat guy with a hot chick and you get like the nod, like good job?
You were there with me when it happened.
Was I?
Remember we were at PJ's. You remember that dude we saw? Big motherfucker. Like bigger than me, surprisingly. His girlfriend was smoking hot. And we were all – it was a conversation. The only person that didn't fucking get in on it was Sean because he doesn't have to talk about it. But like we were sitting there. We were just like, good for him. Like, you know what I mean? Like we were proud of him, but we also hated him a little. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
we hated him a little.
Gives you hope.
Right. Right, right. But it's also like, well, we're fat guys. Why couldn't we get her?
No, I mean, like, you were with your girl. He was with his girl. And, like, you both noticed each other.
I think this was before I met my girl. Honestly, okay. I think it was. Because I know she wasn't there when this happened. It was just us guys.
Like, you never had, like, another couple, like, acknowledge that, like, both guys were hitting out of their league?
Yeah. There was one time where there was a dude, pretty sloppy motherfucker too, and his girlfriend was very pretty, like really pretty, and it was obvious that they were together. And not only that, they were married. So I'm thinking this dude has money, right? Because that's what people think about me, which I don't know. I'm like the Bill Belichick, you know, like successful guy wears fucking sweatshirts and shit. But no, because when we were leaving the restaurant, and they were leaving the restaurant, I saw them get in their fucking car. They had a Kia Sorento.
Nice.
Oh, and I'm like, yeah. You know?
That's a good car.
No. What I'm saying was I'm thinking this guy's going out in a fucking Tesla or something.
Yeah.
You know? Or whatever. Right. Yeah. Whatever. And I'm like, what the
fuck? Just a normal everyday car.
You know? A very modest, safe car. I was like, all right, you know, I'm thinking, good for them. Good for him. Good for you.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I kind of get that sometimes. Like, that
good job, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while. Nice. Then my girlfriend gets puzzled looks from women. They wave their hand in front of her face. Can you see? Are you blind?
He's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Blink twice if you're
blind. Are you under duress? But it's also had the reverse effect, too. Because then some girls will actually look at me
right
and be curious. Like,
Absolutely.
What's going on with
they're
that?
They're looking down at your knees to see if your cock's down there.
Well, that's how you nip them in the bud. That's where you get them. What I do is I put in two fucking rolls of tube socks down my hand like, when I walk in. So just have this huge bulge. And they look down and you see their eyes like. No, it has happened though. And it's like, it's amazing. Girls, if you're walking around with a chick and you don't put off that friend vibe, they help. Like Missy could never help me. Not because anything to do with you, but we don't give off the couple vibe.
No.
Right.
But if we gave off the couple vibe, yeah.
See, she hates fat.
The fat thing, I know. I know. I'm just
Shut
I'm
up.
Going
Ignore
over
it.
I'm ignoring it. Yeah. But people would know, like, they're either related, they're friends, whatever. No, you know, curiosity or anything. And if it was a couple vibe, it'd be different. It'd be like, interesting. Because women do that.
They do that.
They're just curious. They're like, what is it about him that, you know,
attracted this object?
Roofies, you know, mind control.
Money, big dick.
Hypnotism. Yeah. But that's, it's happened. But I've also gotten definitely the other one, the look of disgust. Like, ew. Just like, you're so gross. You can almost read their minds. It's like a movie. You can hear what they're, you're so gross. Disgusting. How's he sweating? It's 20 degrees. I'm going to take a pillowcase and pull bars of soap and beat the shit out of you. You're a big, fat, curly-headed fox.
That's the one you should have played first.
How does he have bad stains? Unbelievable. The figures, they go for the table. They can't fit the booth. That is the... Let me tell you something. That is the absolute worst fucking feeling on the planet. When you walk into a restaurant, it's like going on stage for the first time. They're like, follow me. And you follow them to the table and you're praying like, no booth.
See, I think that's why a lot of places ask you whether you want a booth or
they
a table.
They normally don't. I don't know. Maybe they just don't look at me. Maybe I'm that repulsive that they don't even bother. But, you know, they're just like, follow me. Or maybe it's just a big joke to them. They probably sit in the back like, look at him, look at him, look at him.
Look at him trying to squeeze in.
His tits are in his mashed potatoes. Like, seriously.
Like, they want to see you.
That is the worst feeling in my life. And it's like, you have to literally go, just to get in. And then once you let go, your tits are resting on the table. That's what it feels like. I mean, I love those booths that have the table that you can actually move.
Yeah.
Those are great because then I'm like, all right, gold. But the ones that are permanently planted, which are always the fucking diners.
Yeah.
They're permanently planted, which is amazing to me because fat people eat at diners more than anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't you be, you know, more accustomed to that? Because they have to fill the thing as much as possible with as many people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting there and I'm like, praying for a table. And it's always the fucking booth. I'm like, come on, man.
It's always the opposite for me. I always have to ask for a booth.
Fuck you. Twig, bitch.
Your tits rest in your mashed potatoes, too.
It's true.
No, but that's the shitty part, though. Like, I can't even eat, like, normally. I have to bring the food up to me because if I crouch down, all my landslide flesh comes down. And I have to push my plate out. And I'm like, I'm dropping shit everywhere. I'm just like, it's terrible. It's fucking,
you know, they're
horrible.
All peeking out the back.
And I know my, like, I complain constantly. I'm just like, this is so fucked up. Like, I was like, you might as well just fucking slingshot the food in my mouth at this point. This is ridiculous.
You know, a lot of them probably do it on purpose.
Which is ironic considering half the fucking waitresses are as big as I am. You think they have some fucking sympathy for me and be like, you know what? Let me make you more comfortable. Why don't you sit in a sturdy steel iron chair?
Does your tip ever change depending on where they see Chad?
No, not really. No, it has nothing to do. I don't think about that. I don't know if I should hate them or be thankful that they consider me normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm almost like, well, I guess they kind of still look at me as human instead of animal. So
I look like a big fat fuck.
Right,
bro.
Exactly. So it's just like, you know, whatever. But the booths are they're nightmares, man. Nightmares. Like, especially, and if you go with a group of people and you get like the big booth, I literally have to sit on the end. Like, I'm just like, I can't get in there. There's no way. If I get around, I'm not getting out. You're telling me I'm going to eat once I'm in, which I'll automatically expand a little bit after I eat. And you want me to get out? How the fuck am I going to get out of here?
You're like, not going to happen.
No.
Not happening. No. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe if you sit on the end, the people you're with are scared you won't be able to get out. It'd be like,
that's
blocking the fire escape.
No, no, because I'll always have one ass cheek off the fucking booth ready to roll right out, man.
Roll.
Seriously, just roll right out. Just fucking drop and roll to the floor. It sucks, man. I fucking hate it. It really fucking blows. It's horrible.
Yeah, a lot of places aren't fat accessible.
No. They're not. They're not.
And they should be because that's their business. It's food.
You would think.
Right? I have to lose weight to come here? That doesn't make sense, you know? God damn it.
I can't stop eating.
I have to stop eating because I can't sit nowhere. What, I mean, the only asshole in a restaurant holding a fucking plate, eating, standing up? Like, come on. That's stupid. It's just dumb. It happened fucking at a Red Robin.
Went you to stood Red and ate?
No. Oh. No. The fucking booth. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I couldn't, like, my rib cage was cracking.
Endless fries.
Dude.
They do give you endless
it's like
fries.
Endless broken ribs.
No.
It was painful. I couldn't breathe. I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is, there's no way. And I'm looking at her, and my girlfriend literally, she could fit like six of her. Her side. So I'm like, let's switch because I think your side's bigger than mine. and I fucking sit there. It's the same fucking thing. This is like fucking people. You would hope that one side was like, you know, it's the worst.
Everybody's watching the whole exchange too. While you're, can we get
a you ever see a fat person try to get all out of a fucking booth?
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing ever.
It's like this.
Yeah, they're trying to scoot.
Yeah, out. And what do you hear? You hear that. Right? Right? And then they have to get, like, momentum. They're just like,
and their legs always flail a little.
Yeah, because they're trying to make a wider stance to get out.
Yeah.
And then what do? They put the one leg, once they get the one leg free, they put the one leg out in the aisle. You see this big ham hock out in the aisle. And then they hold on to the edge. And they pull themselves out as the fat just drags back. Like, oh, it's fucking horrible.
Poor
Bob, man. And you know what's funny? I try not to laugh when I'm getting out because if I laugh, I'll quit. I just feel like I'm just staying here tonight. Yeah. I'm not going the anywhere. End. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sucks, man.
No shit.
It is horrible. I'm telling you, it's the worst. The sad part is I've been heavier. That's the sad part. In my life, I have been way heavier, and it's like, but I remember I never used to fucking go anywhere. I'm like, oh, am I a fucking idiot? I'll just fucking order out or get takeout or something. I'm not going somewhere and sitting in a chair that I'll splinter. You know, fuck that. Now it's like you're forced to go somewhere. It's like, you know, she'll be like, let's go to dinner. I'll be like, fuck. I'm like, don't they make those fucking, don't they make like
curbside?
Those? Yeah, like Sonic. Yeah. There's no fucking Sonic near us. I'm like, can't we be with Sonic? She won't eat that shit anyway.
Nah, that's
gross. I'm like, can't we go to like a fancy restaurant that they fucking bring the food out to you? Like a drive-in? It's like, seriously, this is bullshit. Fucked up, man. Fucked up. And even some of the cool plays like Tony Luke's. They got those benches over there. Yeah. You can't fit in those fucking things.
You gotta
sit on top of the bench, like on the top of the table part. Yeah. You know what I mean? With your feet on the stool part or whatever. No. Yeah, you can't fucking eat there.
At Tony Luke's, the tables are small.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. No. Do you see the people that eat there? You don't
They're
ever see
large.
Anorexic. Right.
Large.
Large. Wow. What am I going to do to get to that level? Large.
You hate fat people so much.
Man.
No, oh, I don't.
You really
yes,
do.
She does. She's so much, she's getting a toothache from it.
I do have a
She's
toothache.
Holding the side of her
I
face.
No, it won't go away.
How does it make you feel I've never had a toothache and as fat as I am?
Like, honestly, it makes me want to cry out of envy.
Yeah, never.
I've had toothaches my whole life.
Ow.
Never. Jesus. Doesn't bother me. Don't
I'm
feel a
so
thing.
Bad right now.
I brush my teeth every day, three times a day.
So
doesn't bother me. Floss. I use that fucking Sensodyne shit that keeps your plaque, whatever, from disappearing. Or whatever.
You want the plaque to disappear.
No, you don't. I mean, what the fuck's that shit called? The enamel.
Oh, the enamel.
Yeah, the enamel. Yeah, man. Doesn't bother me. If you want, I'll open a beer bottle.
Oh, good for you.
And you know why? Because my immune system is on point. I will survive a nuclear war. I'll be sitting there laughing with the roaches while all you motherfuckers just whittle away. Like, no big deal. I've been eating meat with this shit forever. Radioactive shit. Is it that bad, miss? You look like you're uncomfortable.
It's real bad right now.
Is it the top or bottom?
It's the top.
Is it molar? Molar.
Yeah.
Molar.
It's a bad one. It sucks.
Are you going to go to the dentist?
I have to.
Yeah,
it's been days.
Days? You've already been.
No, it's been days since it's been hurting.
Oh,
yeah. It comes and goes.
Oh, it comes and goes.
I haven't been able to sleep in days.
Do you have anything to relieve it for now?
I've been taking Advil like it's fucking M&Ms.
And cocaine.
Why don't you stop at the pharmacy and get that? That's what's that shit
called? Gel?
The is gel that what that is? Put on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking the old school one. What was the old school one?
Ambisol.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. No.
You should get that.
Maybe Orajel. Get the Orajel.
No, it's not. It's not.
You have a dentist that you go to?
Yeah.
Oh, you should. You should go. Because it'll only get worse.
It's our gynecologist too.
Shut up. Like last week.
I was looking into that. I found some discrepancies in your story.
I literally.
I know,
just
but
went.
You said okay. It's your oncologist, which makes it legit okay. So far. But yeah,
you think her gynecologist just wants to feel her tits?
Yeah, I think she's a lesbian and she just likes feeling you out.
She's not a lesbian.
You don't know that.
She's married and has like 7 kids.
Doesn't matter.
7 kids. I don't think
she has
so.
A plethora.
Well, it'll suck for you, miss, because in a couple years, she'll have more kids than you have teeth.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, kid.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to go to.
Will you be back next week?
I will not be back next week. I have to work next
bullshit.
Week.
Bullshit.
So that's why I will not be back. The following weeks, I will be stalking Dear Followels. So.
Who?
The Followels.
The what?
That's their last name. Followell.
Follow well.
Follow will.
Follow will.
Follow will.
Even her name's horrible.
But don't forget to tune in next week. You guys will all be here. Go to the website, donate some money. This is a good song.
Yeah.
Smooches.
Nobody gives a shit.
I love this song.
Why can't we treat death with a certain amount of humanity and dignity and decency and, God forbid, maybe even humor?
Because you're dead, you fuck.
Peace, fucker.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.